Alan, but do we believe it?
No. No, we don't believe it. Because it's not something to believe, right?
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed.
That's right. But in this case, we're on.
Excellent.
We are on. And we've got a pretty good size audience already. So they were in here before the show started, because we got 10 seconds before it officially starts.
Those are some close tolerances. 10 seconds.
Yes. And everything's good. And we are going. There you go. This is Siege of the Day. Believe it or not, show 50.
Wow.
Yeah. 50 shows on May Day.
We haven't blown a single one off.
No.
And it is May Day.
And it's a beautiful day here in the Florida Panhandle.
The sun is coming through.
Nice.
But it's been wet and it's been cold and it's been breezy, but we're straightening out.
Well.
And, as the construction workers out there can attest, because if it was otherwise, they wouldn't be working on a roof.
Yes. Yes, right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it is let's just check. I don't even know. 80 degrees here.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, maybe here, because we're further north from the little city here. Maybe here it's in the 70s, but still, nonetheless, it's pretty nice, as always, here in the Sunshine State. And we got Shameless Wise Ass saying, good day, purveyors of punctuality. And Veritas says, greetings, Dave and James. And we are going to get right into it.
Panderers of
yes.
punctuality.
Panderers.
I was trying to think of that one.
That's better.
Panderers. I like that one. Go
like
between.
That one.
Go betweens.
I like that one. Let's go here, if we may. All right. Let's. Who was that? That was, yes, right. I have to do something. And so let me do it real quick here, if I may. All right. I've got to do this and do this and do that. And I don't know what I'm going to do. So there you go. I'm not going to do anything. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go here.
You can't go wrong there.
No, no. I was going to do something, but I'm not going to do anything. What we are going to do is I'm going to make brief mention that the fella who sent me that Easter card, Art Jones, we watched his video. I called Art this morning and we had a nice chat. And as you might remember, Art is an honorably discharged Vietnam veteran who served what was his country at that time. Maybe it wasn't at that time, but at any rate, he served the United States of America. And he had some great news for me. And let's just say that after all these decades of suffering the ailments from the war, he finally was recognized by the Veterans Administration.
Good for him.
Yeah.
A great guy.
Great guy.
Lots of nerve, lots of balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even in the fourth quarter, as I like to say.
We're that's right.
In the fourth quarter, and he ain't giving up.
No, 77, and he's,
wow.
he's still punching. And, you know, his wife, Pat, is always by his side. And just two great people. And he'll be coming down south in in August, and he's going to stop by, and we're going to have him over, have them over. So that, it'll be great.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Yes, yes.
Never wish the time away.
No.
That's but right. I am looking forward
yes,
to that.
Yes, right, right. And as we know, it goes, and it should, before you know it, it's August, right? I mean, hell, it's already May.
Right.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I don't know if Huntress is here yet. Let's check it out. Oh my boy, as Elvis used to say. We did have two posts. Now we got a bunch of them. Let's read them. Veritas, beautiful day here in New Jersey, or Joysy, like New Yorkers pronounce it.
Jew-nersey.
Joker is here. Thomas Dwyer says, hello, Dave and James.
Hello,
Thomas. All right. Straight out of Swampton is here. Guten Abend.
Somewhere in the world.
Well, straight out of Swampton is here in the States, and he's on the East Coast. So it's, I guess, just a bit afternoon there. Veritas says, I remember Art Jones. Didn't you run for office a while ago? Yeah, go check out our...
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Was that our last show?
Yeah.
Check out our last show right in the beginning. Okay, Huntress is here.
Okay.
Yes, Huntress. And Fishing with Hitler says, greetings from the lake. And so, James, you wanted to... Huntress sent a,
right.
A video. Go ahead.
I'm so proud of myself. I was able to access that with Dave's... instructions.
I didn't.
And I'm glad I did, because it impressed the hell out of me. I was always aware, semi-aware of such a thing. I thought of it as the Lotus Club, like the flower, but it's Lotos. And I don't know where that derives from, but it's not important. But I watched that thing. I received an education. A hell of an education off of that. This individual in Texas, Schofield, who had translated or interpreted a Bible of his own, somehow caught the attention of the Lotos Club in New York City, which, as the documentary pointed out, wasn't necessarily a Jewish thing, but it had more than its fair share of Jews in it. They took notice of this guy. He was under the delusion that Jews were God's chosen people. This was the foundation of Zionism we're talking about here. And they thought, oh, boy, this guy can do us some good. So they funded him, brought him into the Lotos Club, published that book, and they're off and running. And not only that, the whole thing was so professionally done, beautifully done, impressively done. This would hold up on network television against anybody. It was magnificent. I was impressed. I was educated. So I thank you for turning me on to that.
Awesome. Awesome. Excellent, Huntress. All right. And... let's go here and back to the chat. I know it's exploding right now, and it is. Bushmaster 6A is here. He says, good day, gents. All right. Thomas has a great meme there. Let's bring that up.
Let's see it.
All righty then.
Okay. I can't read it, but.
Yeah, I'm going to make it bigger.
Your son has been expelled 109 times. Yes, but it's never been his fault. It's always the schools persecuting him for no reason. I love it. Look at him, boy.
Look at those nasty kikes.
You don't get any nastier than that.
Well, I do have something nasty for you, even nastier.
Okay.
Than that, because this is real life. And, James, you better pull that mic closer to you.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at this right now while the workers slam stuff around. You ever heard of these creatures?
Well, now, The Jewish News Syndicate? Mm-hmm. I thought it was all Jewish.
Yeah, right. Right, let's see. You want to read that there, James?
Okay. Jewish News Syndicate is a news agency and wire service that primarily covers Jewish and Israel-related topics and news. While officially nonpartisan, compared to its larger and older competitor, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JNS is considered to be more conservative.
That's good. We don't have to.
Okay, there you go.
So this,
there we go.
This entity, the Jewish News Syndicate, okay, I'm going to bring up their website so we can see it. Remember, they're nonpartisan.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And here's their website, Jewish JNS, right? And they got a bunch of really great stories. Israel celebrates 77th Independence Day in shadow of wildfires. Let me see if I can make this a little bigger. Israel's population tops 10 million ahead of 77th Independence Day.
In a place that size, they must be crawling all over each other.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what they love to do.
They love to, just like in the ghetto, in the old
days. Just, it's a big ghetto, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 57% of Jewish Israelis see Holocaust October 7 links. Yeah. Anti-Semites are still proving why we need Israel. All right. So if you scroll down here to this lovely website, see IDF Chief of Staff, we will intensify murdering and slaughtering civilians in Gaza. That's the IDF, which officially stands for Israel Defense Forces, but it really means the Israel Death Forces. And you see these latest videos? So they had their JNS International Policy Summit a couple of days ago. And this has been making the rounds on the sites that you and I might visit. And
Trump and Netanyahu must be picking out each other's clothes for
it. Oh, yeah. And a couple of the speakers are highlighted for their, let's say, chutzpah. And, of course, that's a kike word for shamelessness. And, of course,
brassiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Brazen.
Yeah, exactly. And here's one of the speakers. I don't know who she is, but we'll find out in a moment. And we'll watch her speech because in these speeches, they let you know that they're Jews and they are important and we're not.
I was going to say, they're Jews and we're not. And thank God for it.
Well, by the way, Huntress says, thank you. I made it a year ago. Better at video editing now.
Oh, my God. You did that? Oh, you're to be congratulated. Jesus Christ. I've never been more impressed in my life.
I got to watch that thing.
You got to watch
it. Yeah, I got to watch it. All right. So let's get to this creature. This is Melanie Phillips is her name, its name. And just for the hell of it, I want to see if this creature has a page, and it does. And it is a British public commentator. Jews love to comment on stuff. That's what they do. And it was born the year before you were born, James.
Oh, she's elderly.
Yes, she's going to be 74 next month. Mm-hmm. And it was born in London, England. Okay. Let's, came from Poland, you know, the parents. Let's take a look at this creature's speech here, if we may. And I'm going to because I just saw they isolated this ugly organism speech. So let me see if I could bring that up. If not, we'll just do it from the main one. It seems to be spinning, so I'm not going to play that one. I will just play this one. Okay. Here we go. You know what, James, if you could flick that microphone switch off so we flick cut out the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got you right. Okay.
Yeah, so we cut off the... and is that up on the screen there good for you, James? Oh, I just had him flick off the microphone. Okay.
You can't hear me, but yes, it is.
Okay, good. All right, kill that thing again. All right, here we go.
Powerful British accent and eloquent style aside, Melanie Phillips has been one of the sharpest and most fearless commentators the Jewish people have today. She regularly addresses the failures of Europe, yet remains hopeful that the Jewish people and Judeo-Christian values can and must prevail. I present to you now my friend and colleague, Melanie Phillips.
Hello, everybody. I've come to talk to you today about Israel's secret weapon. October the 7th threw down a challenge to the West. Would it choose civilization or barbarism? The West did not choose civilization. And the reason is that the West no longer understands what civilization is. What we've all been living through since October the 7th is not just a threat to Israel's survival. It's also an existential threat to the West and a war against civilization itself. Israel's experience over the last terrible year has told the West this in many different ways, but the West has not been listening. On the contrary, incredibly, the elites in the West have painted the most just war possible into aggression and war crimes by Israeli victims of war crimes, aggression and depravity. The way the West has accepted patently ludicrous falsehoods about this war as true has been unhinged. And we're not talking about demonstrators on the streets or on campus. Opinion polling reveals that nearly half of young Americans now support Hamas. In Britain, people are losing their childhood friends just because they've posted onto Facebook a picture of themselves on holiday in Israel. People are not prepared to give Israel's side even the time of day. The narrative is now that is now the default position in public debate among Britain's cultural elites is that Israel is a rogue state guilty of war crimes. Such double standards, demonization, and systematic lies are applied to no other people, nation, or cause on earth. It's a level of obsession and hysteria that suggests a pathology is at work, but it's across the West. It's as if both Hitler and Stalin have achieved posthumous victory through mass brainwashing in demonization of the Jewish people, enforced by an intelligentsia punishing anyone who dares challenge the lies. So what's caused the West to erupt like this? Well, to unpick it, I would suggest we should go back to October 7 and ask ourselves why that happened. Why were the Israeli defenses breached so catastrophically? Well, obviously, many reasons contributed to that. But I would suggest that one reason we need to consider is this, that the Israelis had told themselves a fantasy. The Israeli elites had told themselves that Hamas no longer wanted war because they wanted to shore up support from the Gazans. It's as if a murderous tyranny were Jeffersonian Democrats. How could the Israelis have been so blind? Because its military and security elites fell into a Western trap, believing that everyone in the world was like them, governed by reason and self-interest. This arrogant delusion may have been the result of half the IDF top brass having been taught at Harvard. Well, let's hope Let's hope that Israel has now woken from this trance, but the West is still telling itself the same fantasy. It cannot see that the war against Israel is an Islamic holy war against first Israel and then the West. It cannot see the Islamic threat against itself in the West. It cannot see the steady advance of Islamization of Western nations through both the democratic process and threats and intimidation. It tells itself instead that Islamic extremism is nothing to do with Islam, that opposition to mass immigration is racist. Holding Muslims accountable for the misdeeds of a large minority in that community is Islamophobia. It cannot see that what's happening on the streets and the campuses is not just demonstrations against Israel, but jubilant and ecstatic demonstrations of control and power over the West on their way to conquer it for Islam. In London and in Brussels, in New York and in Toronto, Muslims are praying in large numbers in the streets. They have plenty of mosques. They're praying in the streets to show that they are taking control of that country. And they believe they are taking control. And what does the West say in response to this? It's freedom of expression. Europe is losing its identity through mass immigration, particularly of Muslims who refuse to integrate and who expect Western culture to adapt to Islam instead. Why can't the West see this? Because the West has told itself for decades that it's racist to think people from the developing world can do any wrong. The default position of the Western liberal is that the people from the developing world are oppressed by the West, and because they are victims, they can do no wrong, while the West, being their oppressors, can do nothing right. And Israel is considered one of the oppressors, because under this ideology, Jews can never be victims because they control everything, the finance, law, the media, industry. And so at its core, the default position of the Western liberal is deeply anti-Jew. Ignoring the threat to itself, the West is now blaming Israel instead for defending itself against that same threat. We've all gone through the looking glass. How can this have happened? Well, to understand this, we have to see this in the context of what the West has been doing to itself. For decades, it has subjected itself to an onslaught on its core institutions and values. Having said that the West was born in sin, it's had to destroy its core values and institutions. The Western nation state was held to be the source of division and war. It had to be superseded by transnational institutions and laws, the UN, the International Criminal Court, international law itself. There was no such thing as truth, only what is true for me. Well, if there's no such thing as truth, there's no such thing as lies, and so lies can be accepted. Everything is personal opinion, feelings trump facts. Who actually is the aggressor and who is the victim is irrelevant. The only victims are those who are not in the West's ruling class. In this reaction to October 7 in the West, we have seen the loss of conscience, justice, and rationality. We can only understand this if we understand that what the West has done to itself over the past half century is to collapse its own conscience, justice, and rationality. But conscience, justice, and rationality are, in fact, Jewish values. The unprecedented onslaught against the Jews has occurred because the Jews are central to Western civilization, a society against which the West itself has so self-destructively turned. October the 7th turbocharged the West's decades-long process of cultural suicide. What should the Jews do about it? Well, many things. First of all, the Jewish community should stop telling ourselves the same kind of lies that have consumed the West. Too many Jews nod along to this anti-Jewish thinking because they have never learned, I'm afraid to say, what Judaism is. We need to learn as a Jewish community to move from defense to offense, from the back foot to the front foot. We need to start proclaiming truths which many Jews find too uncomfortable and think extremist. Truths such as everything that Israel does is in accordance with international law, that the Jews are the indigenous people of the land, the whole land, that the Arabs are the colonialists, that there is no such thing as the Palestinians. That the Palestinian cause was invented only to steal the Jews' identity and history in the land from them. That the Jews alone have legal and historical right to the land. And that anyone who supports the Palestinian cause is supporting Nazi-style demonization of the Jews ethnic cleansing and genocide. And that applies to every Western liberal. And beyond this, Israel has a unique means to stop the West from going off the edge of the cultural cliff in the way that it is doing, because the unique selling point of the Jewish people is cultural survival. That's what we do. Every culture that's tried to destroy us has vanished while the Jewish people has survived. What's kept us going through the centuries? Staying true to what we are. We have remained attached to it because we recognize that the scaffolding of laws and precepts in that culture has produced the best way to live. It gives a meaning and purpose to life. It builds community. And we have recognized that for a people to have a future, they have to remain connected to their past. That is why the heroic soldiers of the IDF say in terms they feel the shades of the previous generations of Jews pushing them into battle. It's why even secular conscripts have worn tzitzit under their battle dress, ritual fringes under their battle dress, next to their hearts, because they understand they're not just defending their country, they are fulfilling the sacred duty of defending the Jewish people and ensuring that it continues to live. And this is why Israelis, unlike the rest of the West, are having on average 3 children, 3 babies per woman. They want to have children because they want to have an Israeli future. They want their children to continue the story of the Jewish people because they understand that the Jews are a great nation, that they stand for all the good things in the world, and that Israel is the fulfillment of that tremendous role. That's why they fight and die for this land, because they are fighting for a people they deeply care for. It is an act of love. So, in conclusion, what Israel is teaching the West, its secret weapon that it is trying to hand the West, what it's teaching the West is that if a culture is to survive, it has to love itself enough to take the measures that ensure it will continue. It has to love itself if it wants to survive. That's why Israel is going to win this terrible war, why it will not just survive, but will emerge stronger and greater. The same cannot be said of the West. The West is paralyzed before the Islamist death cult that threatens it, because the West is itself gripped by a cultural death wish. The Western culture that stands against the Jews is going down. The West will survive only if it decides to love itself and if it decides to love us, the Jewish people, instead of disdaining us and trying to erase what makes the Jewish people special and what's made the West special too. This is the Jewish moment. Israel understands this. Much of the Arab world has come to understand it too. Now it's time for the West and for diaspora Jews to understand it as well. Israel's secret weapon for saving the West is just 2 words that have saved the Jewish people throughout all these centuries. What are those 2 words? Choose life. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that? Yeah, she's good. Man, is she good? She presents real well. And boy, yeah, she's coming from her angle and doing it real well. I wish we had leaders over here speaking as well as she does about Western civilization. But of course, if it weren't for the Jews, we wouldn't be in the jam we're in. It's just as simple as that.
Well, that's right. That's right. And if it wasn't for, like you said, not having the right people on our side, we wouldn't be in the jam we're in.
And if we weren't in love with these Jews or hypnotized by them or owned and operated by them, we wouldn't be having this problem with Islam.
That's right. Well, these motherfuckers are bringing them all in. So
yeah, they're bringing them all in, yeah. And they hate our guts because they see us as one and the same, which in effect we are at present. But if we were to just dump the Jews, God, what a blessing that would be for everybody.
Oh, shit. Imagine a world without them. Holy fuck.
But wow, how about that? Man, that's a, that is a true conservative, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. The West is committing suicide. It has nothing to do with the Jew. It only has to do with the West. The Jew had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, according to her.
But the Jews are God's chosen people and the center of the universe.
Yeah, what a delusion.
Yeah, exactly. It's due to the inbreeding. Okay, let's get back to the chat. Veritas, more than their fair share of Jews, gatekeepers in that Bible club is more like it. All right. Veritas says, James, any thoughts on the Greenboro Massacre?
Wow. Deadly
confrontation, which occurred November 3,
yeah, long time
1979
ago.
In Greensboro, yeah, North Carolina.
I remember it well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was great when these, you know, you think of places like Charlottesville and any number of others when these goddamn communists, these niggers and Jews, decide they're going to get frisky and actually attack our people. And our people shoot back and kill them. And then by some miracle, come clean on it. It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. I got a book on it. It's simply called, Green Kill. Maybe you can find it, David.
Yeah, let me see.
Operation Green Kill. Got the book. Oh, I was cheered up by that.
Well, they seem to have buried that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Not surprised.
Yeah. Operation Green Kill most likely refers to a set of events. This is hosted by the Green Kill Substack. No, that's not it. Let's see if we could find it. All right.
And unless I'm mistaken, Harold Covington had something to do with that. I think he was still in the South at that time. I think it may have had something to do with it. I'm not sure exactly what it was. But by some miracle, they came clean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not coming up.
So. Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. Yeah,
they did it.
Yeah, but there you go.
Yeah.
We don't want to forget it.
No.
We don't want to forget it.
And this is the word that I used before, chutzpah.
Yes.
And there it is. Yiddish word, audacity, hubris. Yes. The Yiddish word has a strongly negative connotation. Ooh, yes. Yeah, look at that. The term entered the English language sometime between 1890 to 95. That's when the kikes started to pour into here, into this once great nation, unfortunately.
I see this bird, Leo Roston, in his book, The Joys of Yiddish.
Yes.
He uses the term brazen, and I think that's a good term.
Yes. Ugh. Ugh. Just get the fuck out of here. Okay, let's get back to the chat. All right, Spy Hunter's here. Hello, Spy Hunter. Veritas says, chutzpah, extreme arrogance, among other Jewy things.
I caught that one of those lines previously, where the guy in court for having, he's charged with murder for having killed his parents, and he says he deserves mercy because he's an orphan. That's chutzpah.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Seems to have entered our vernacular, too. Veritas, anti-Gentiles are still proving that they're incapable of acting like human beings. Yep, of course. Elizabeth says, good morning, everyone. Why doesn't America deport all illegals and all Jews?
Because we're not in charge of ourselves. we're enemy occupied.
That's it. Also, why don't we illuminate the function on phone calls that says, for Espanol, press number 2. when I reach a company that has that, For English, press 1. I just hang up. I don't want
to. Well, sometimes you got to conduct your business. Sometimes, you know, for your own sake, for your own good, you kind of have to play that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Lisa from Germany. Hello, James Mason and Dave Gaharry. Hi,
hello,
chat.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, I believe Jews are obsessed with controlling as much as they are obsessed with money.
That's right. Yes. Their heaven is right here and right now. Right here and right now. And it involves money, sex. Whereas with the Aryan, the child is the object. With the Jew, the sex is the object, and so on and so forth.
Yes, exactly. Veritas, never-ending kvetching and whining about their mythical Holocaust. Judeo-Christian is an oxymoron. It's like saying devil God.
Exactly. Right. It's an impossibility. It's a falsehood. Yeah.
Yes. Josh is here. Steve Evil is here. Greetings, goys. Veritas, Jews always piggybacking their agenda as an American agenda.
Right.
Yes.
Because they can't take it on their own. They can't. They're a parasite.
Yep.
And they can't take it on their own.
Fishing with Hitler says that Jew bitch is right. We want them out.
Hmm.
Yes. And here's a nice image from Thomas Dwyer.
I love it. Yeah.
Every dog needs to do that.
That says it all.
Yep. Shit on the kikes.
Very good.
Yes. All right. Let's get back here. And in a bit, we're going to get into the news, the Jews news. Flood's manager is here. LOL, good boy. Yes. Yes, of course, Thomas. The leading cause of anti-Semitism is Jewish behavior. That's right. Straight out of Swampton, I'm glad you people aren't hearing me right now. I can't stop screaming, vile lying kike. Yeah. That was a beauty. Veritas, double standards and systematic lies are de facto Jewish values. Yep, here's an image by Huntress. We'll put that up.
Okay, always a favorite of mine.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you said it all. That's it. Fantastic.
Yep.
I love it.
That's right.
Thank you.
That is correct. All right. Let's get back here. And we've got Veritas. 1,700 Yids in Israel killed and 52,000 Palestinian men, women, and children slaughtered.
And they call that a war.
Right.
It's a slaughter, as you just said.
99% of which don't belong to Hamas.
Exactly. That's genocide. That is genocide.
Absolutely. Well, that's why some folks made the comment that, and we only watched that one bitch. I'll find the other ones. But they're on the ropes, as we've said.
Yes.
And they know what's
coming. She admitted it.
Yes.
She admitted it.
Yes. But she blamed the West.
Of course.
The Jew has no blame.
No.
Straight out of Swampton, not defending Islam, but in the 20th century, they wouldn't be here if it weren't for the kike, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Veritas, that European mass migration, thanks to the Jews. We knows, says, just their voice and how they speak, believing their own lies, makes me want to do unspeakable things. Yes, exactly. Yes, the clergy plan, Thomas. Floods manager, whites, please save us. Yeah. Veritas, this Jewess is stating facts interwoven with her pro-Israel propaganda, but presenting it in an incredulous manner. God, do I detest these sanctimonious snakes? We know. Go ahead, James.
She acknowledges something's radically wrong with their agenda, but due to her delusion, she can't arrive at the right conclusion.
Yes.
Which is fatal.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Which always amazed me about kikes, because they're not honest. And if they were honest, then they would acknowledge their responsibility in, you know, the whole anti-Semitism thing. But they have no blame whatsoever. They've done nothing wrong.
So you wonder how much of this they really believe. But then on the other hand, they have this thing written in their law somewhere. Maybe it's the Talmud, that it's okay to lie to us. Perfectly okay to lie to us.
I think it is that shit. Yeah. Flood's manager, we knows the only solution for this plague has to be final one, or they will just rinse and repeat. Exactly. Exactly. It's called atomization.
Yeah.
Flood's manager, just the right amount of supremacy. Veritas, LOL, Jews are central to Western civilization. That's like saying fleas are central to a dog's best interest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Veritas, Jews are lying. Fishing with Hitler, an ideology of pure ethnic supremacism. Veritas, Jews create the demonization they whine about, like this crusty, verbose, pseudo-intellectual Yenta. Exactly. Yes, chosen by whom, Thomas? That's right, Satan. Yeah, the only thing about that... I noticed about that, listen here, pal, that image, they say the sinking of the USS Liberty. And, of course, the Liberty didn't sink. And yesterday was the 30th, and I did a show with Dennis Wise, and we both of us failed to mention what the significance of April 30th was.
Yeah, the day Hitler departed the scene.
Yes, exactly.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. I believe it was a Monday.
Watch how coconut oil affects
you. I'm sorry about that.
What the hell is that?
Well, that's a video. They start up on their own, right? This is a video from Johnny Sunshine, where a rabbi admitting October 7th was an inside job. So let's take a look at this.
It's an inside job for sure. Don't be foolish that all of a sudden they broke in 15 different places in the fence and nobody showed up for 8 hours. No intelligence, no radars, no police showed up, no army showed up, nobody came, no air force. It takes 3 minutes for an helicopter to come from a base into the border. 3 minutes. I was in the air force. F-16 in 1 minute is up. From the minute there is a siren, in 1 minute the F-16 is already up, ready to shoot anyone. An helicopter is faster, right away. Nobody showed up, no helicopters, no F-16, nothing. Has to be an inside job. These lefty liberals are the big enemy. I've been saying it for more than 20 years. Are you exaggerating? Fortunately, everything I said was...
Man, that's a super Jew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
he should be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but the Jew is right, right?
Yeah.
The Jew is right. Thank you for that, Johnny. Yes. All right. Straight out of Swampton, this is why I will never forgive Hitler, nor my German Volk, for not dealing with this problem.
Well, no, I can't go along with that. They did their best. They did it, you know, it was strict legality. Strict legality.
Too nice. And
I doubt if there's anybody watching this right now that hasn't seen Triumph of the Will. And the head of the legal system in Germany then was Hans Frank. And he got up there and he said, you know, this is ironclad legalism all the way, and Hitler's the head of our legal system, and we're going to keep it that way. And it was legal. What wasn't legal was the way the rest of the world ganged Germany. They were dealing, you know, they were getting the Jews out. They were getting them to Palestine. God, you know, I mean, but get them out of Germany and do it legally, do it humanely, but get them the hell out. And then these son of a bitches ignited the Second World War that took care of that. But in the meantime, while this war is ongoing, Germany got them collected into concentration camps, mainly in Poland, which were not death camps, right? No. Hitler and his crew were not mass murderers. They weren't murderers at all. However, next time around, you know, I think we're gonna engage a lot of backhoes and a lot of bulldozers to get this thing squared away right once and for all. Because there'll be no second shot for anybody. There won't be a second shot for us, and there won't be a second shot for them. It all depends on whether the trajectory of this thing, as I mentioned before, can be changed. Because this is all or nothing right now.
Yep. Exactly. We are witnessing it. Veritas, the Yiddish granny is a very nasty Jewish supremacist witch. In the old Jew-created Soviet Union, this witch would be sentencing dissidents to long terms in a Soviet gulag. I call it a Jewlag.
Yeah.
Many of which were run by Jews, including rabbis.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
We knows you can only beat evil one way, destroying it for good.
And that's what's coming. It's us. It's us or them.
Yes.
Period. That's it. And that's what's coming.
Exactly. Josh, who says FTJ? What does that stand for?
Fries, tomatoes, and something else. Arbeit macht frei.
Oh, yeah. And the amazing thing is, the ones who actually did work were freed.
Yeah.
Because they won't tell you that, the fucking kikes.
No.
Johnny Sunshine, that Jew cunt must be related. I'm saying Jew cunt. Must be related to Barbara Lerner Specter. Veritas, if a Jew is moving his lips or hers, as in this case, he's lying.
He's lying.
Or feeding you a truckload of horse manure, like this myopic propagandist for the Zionist state. Exactly. Okay, we got something here. We got, here it is. This is from Veritas, who dug this up. And let's take a look at it. And, codename Green Kill.
Ah, you found the book.
Yeah. Codename Green Kill with one L.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Well, get the book, folks. Get
yes.
the book. It may be slanted, but get the book.
Right. Codename Green Kill. There you go. Thank you for that. All right. Let's get back here to the audience. Veritas, codename Green Kill. Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is a book to get, for sure. Oh, Amazon has it. Let's see. Come on, open it up, fuckers. All right. They're not opening it up. All right, let's get back here. By Elizabeth Wheaton. Lisa from Germany. And once again, one more Jewess, as always, lying between her teeth twisting the truth beyond recognizability, the tribe, the Jewish internationally organized community, world Jewry, the eternal enemy of all humanity, the well poisoners, the destroyers of the white, please capitalize white, white Christian civilization, hell-bent on dispossessing, replacing, killing as many whites, capitalized, as possible, and enslaving the remnant, as always playing the innocent victims, lecturing us, the West, about what civilization is. It's the Jews who are responsible for the Islamization of Europe, of all white nations, and are jubilant about the division they keep creating. Israel is teaching the West, wow. The West is ripped by a cultural death wish, wow, wow. Israeli secret weapon to save the West is what? What was her last word? Well, Jews are the secret weapon. Veritas found the book here. Thank you. Bushmaster 6A, looking forward to my copy of Siege from BannedByAmazon.com. Long overdue addition to the bookshelf. Well, that goes on the coffee table. Right?
But don't set your coffee cup on it.
No.
Come on, have some coof.
Iroquois eyes. Hi, Dave and James. The kikes came over here like a plague of locusts from Eastern Europe in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it's been downhill ever since. I think they started coming after the 1848 revolutions in Europe that they created.
Basically.
So they caused the trouble there, and then they came here to fuck this country up.
Yes.
Shameless Wise, as usual, the Jews tell you what happened, but not why. Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got another image from Huntress.
Okay. I'm always ready. Anxious.
Then. Yes. All righty then. Let's magnify that puppy.
Well, we have here two Huntresses talking to one another. Well, that's double your pleasure and double your fun.
That's right. Read that, James.
But Jews are the people of the book. Protestants founded the first broadly literate culture, and kike means illiterate.
Exactly. We know the origin of the word kike, right?
Christ killer.
Yeah, but I mean, when they came here, right, they couldn't write, so they didn't want to mark their name with an X because it looked too much like a cross. So they did a circle. And the Yiddish word for circle is kikel.
Okay.
At least that's how the story goes.
Sounds good to me. I'll go with it.
Yeah, I think it's accurate. Okay, let's get back to it. All right, Steve Evil. Here's a few evil shekels for you guys. Steve Evil donated $6.66.
666.
That's right, and that goes to James, of course.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Veritas, old Russian proverb. The Jew always tells you what happened to them, but they never tell you why.
Of course.
Johnny Sunshine, the Colonidra, right? Yes. All right. Here's a Steve Evil image. Let's put that up. Yeah. Fuck you, Jews. Yeah. Fuck you. All right. I thought I'd turn these ringers off.
You better get that. It could be Regis and Kathy Lee.
No, it's not right. I met Regis. Did I tell you about that?
No, you didn't. You did not.
Yeah, I took my sister. Regis had a show on the Jews media. I can't remember the name of it, but
it couldn't have been Regis and Kathy Lee, could it?
No, it was before that.
Before then.
Yeah, it was, and this is, of course, Regis Philbin. right? And he passed on a little bit ago.
Captain Lee is still with us. Real name Epstein.
Yeah. Let's just take a look here. Regis Philbin. Let's bring this prick up. All right. Regis Philbin. I think he was a New York Irishman, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Regis Philbin. Regis Francis Xavier Philbin, born 1931, died 2020. All right. Once called the hardest working man in show business. Held the Guinness World Record for the most hours spent on television.
Wow.
So he was born in New York. His father, Francis Philbin, was a U.S. Marine of Irish descent who served in the Pacific. His mother, Philomena Bascia, was a member of an Albanian-Italian immigrant from Greki. And Philbin had a Catholic upbringing. All right. And let's just see what that show was. And there's that. I guess it was the Regis Philbin show. I guess. I don't know.
He was the announcer for Joey Bishop back about 1968 when Bishop had his late night talk show.
Right. Yeah, so here it is. From November 1981 to April 82, Regis Philbin show. And then 82 to 88, he hosted Health Styles and Lifestyle. It was one of those. But anyway, I brought my sister into New York City because I think we used to laugh about this guy for some reason. She had some sort of like interest in him. And so we went into New York City. We got tickets to the show, and we saw the show. And I don't remember anything of the show, but I remember when we were leaving, we got in the elevator, and Regis walked in. And I said a few things to him. Of course, my sister was shocked that we were riding down in the elevator with Regis. And he barely paid attention. You could see he was looking down at something. This was the days before cell phones were prominent, but he was looking at something, reading something or whatever it might be. He was very busy, but he didn't smile. He didn't want to engage at all. So that's my memory of good old Regis.
I'm looking at the text here, and it says Kathy Lee Johnson, later Gifford, she married that football player, but I had heard, and by her own admission, that her name had been Epstein. Maybe you could look up Kathy Lee.
Absolutely.
But she's still among the living.
Yes, let's check it out. Okay, I guess I passed it. Did I?
Well, I don't even know if it was part of that.
Well, let's see. Kathy Lee. I think it might have been.
Look up Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah, I think it might have been up here. And there you go. Joey Bishop's sidekick, as you said. Here you go. Regis and Kathy Lee. All right, and let's see. Why can't I find it? There it is, Kathy Lee Gifford. Oh, yes, it's still, yep, Nee Epstein, absolutely.
Yeah, well, where in the hell Johnson come from?
Well, you know how Jews are. She was born Epstein in Paris, France, to American parents. And the mom and the father, Aaron Epstein. He was stationed in France at the time of her birth. Terrific. Nice to see you too.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yep, you were right. You were right. And that is good.
I once thought I was wrong, but it turned out I was wrong.
Yeah. No. You once thought you were wrong, but you were right. So, yeah, that was the only time you were wrong.
That's from Steve Allen.
Yes.
That's Steve Allen.
Yes. Lisa from Germany, the death wish the delusional witch talks about is the Jewish black magic death spell, DIE, diversity, inclusion, equity, equality. Straight out of swamped and listen to the slimy kike makes my skin crawl. I'm sorry for that. Okay. Veritas, when you deal with Jews, all rules go out the window. That's Alex Linder. Do you know Alex, James?
Alex Linder?
Yeah. He ran Vanguard News Network.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to actually reach out to him. I didn't write it down. That's the problem. Straight out of Swamp. And now look what happens when white people are nice. Exactly. Veritas, at every camp where Jews and other nationalities were detained, there were large industrial plants and factories supplying materiel for the German war effort.
Exactly.
The Buna rubber factory at Bergen-Belsen, for example. Exactly. But they never show you those pictures.
Never.
Buna and IG Farben industry at Auschwitz and the electrical firm of Siemens at Ravensbrück. And that was Richard Harwood. Did 6 million really die?
We got Siemens all over the place here in Denver. The light rail system on every car. You look up in that upper corner on the right, Siemens.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the only one who notices that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. As a matter of fact, that the family who died in that helicopter crash a couple of weeks ago, the father worked for Siemens. Yeah. I think he was an engineer.
And I just want to stress that
you
look at these horrific pictures of Gaza, and I keep coming back with, that was Germany at the end of the Second World War. All right? But look at them. Look at them today.
Huh? Yes.
And it only proves Hitler's words. A people does not go to ruin through a lost war, but only through the loss of the purity of their blood.
Correct. We just got to get this information out to the goyim.
Well, we're doing our best, but you know what? We were talking last show about these fucking judges being cuffed and let out and the crap they'd been involved in. And it's great. You know how excited I was. But here's the thing. We, you and I, this movement and our efforts had nothing to do with it. This is just happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
I've been saying for years that it's God's fight. And by God, he's starting to fight it.
I think so.
That's the good news.
Yes. Let's hope we got some stories ahead of us that bolster that.
Well, something in Colorado on this morning's news. And it was odd the way it was headlined. Some kind of a demonstration on the Capitol steps about two blocks away from me, and a bill that had passed through the House here in Colorado, which is, we're enemy occupied here. I mean, we're badly enemy
bad
occupied. But they had a demonstration over there of white parents. It's a white thing. They didn't have a mob, but they had a respectable crowd. Leave our children alone, and I'm proud to be a real woman, and stuff like that. So you had this thing about LGBTQ rights or transgender rights. And then on the other hand, you had this demonstration on the Capitol steps about leave our kids alone.
Nice.
And this was Fox, by the way. So I'm thinking, what the hell? It sounds like a pro-queer type thing. And yet these white parents are out there saying, hey, we don't want any of this crap. So I don't know, but there it was.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it was all white, all naturally.
Yes, of course. Of course. Steve Evil, the United States was created by Freemason Jews as a science experiment, which continues today. I believe it.
Well, an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, an interesting thing.
Veritas, the Khazar Jews were pouring so steadily through the New York port of entry that a kosher kitchen was installed at Ellis Island on June 12, 1911.
There's a piece of history.
Yeah, that's from the book The Beasts of the Apocalypse,
1959
by Olivia Marie O'Grady.
Wow.
And here's another segment from that book. The socialist movement in the United States may be said to have started with the arrival of the first Jewish revolutionaries fleeing the European police following the revolution of 1848. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Most of these Marxists were Ashkenazic Jews from Germany. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Among them were such men as William Weitling, Marx's disciple, who had been exiled from Germany for subversive and revolutionary activities. The United States threw open its hospitable arms and not only welcomed him, but provided him with a job as a clerk in the Bureau of Immigration in New York City.
That's perfect. How convenient. Wow, the history is there, isn't it? One day, when we turn the schools back over to true education, it'll really be there.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, I've got to turn this ringer off, which I didn't before, and I apologize. And it's off now. Goodbye. Okay, shameless wise ass, Regis Philbin was on an episode of Get Smart once. Yes. Johnny Sunshine. Also, today is the remembrance of Joseph and Magna Goebbels and their children's last day.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at that, Johnny. And we do have one video to play that Johnny sent that I didn't get a chance to do, but let's do this now, and then we'll go to that other one. And here we go. And let's play it.
Letter from Dr. Joseph Goebbels to his stepson, Harold Quandt, written on April 28th, 1945, 2 days before his death. Dear Harold, we are locked down in the Führerbunker at the Reichschancellery, and we are fighting for our lives and honor. How will this fight end? God only knows. But I know it will end for us with honor and glory, dead or alive. I do not think we will see each other again. These will be the last words you will receive from me. I hope, if you come out alive from this war, that you will honor both your mother and me, as it is not necessary for us to survive to influence our people. You will be the only one left to carry on with our family traditions. Always act in a way that does not shame us. Germany will survive this war, but only if our people have examples to guide them. And this is the example that we want to give. You can be proud to have a mother like you have now. Last night, the Führer gave her the golden party pin he has carried for years on his jacket. And I think she deserves it. In the future, you will have only one mission, to be worthy of the great sacrifice we are willing to make. I know you will. Don't let the noise that the world is about to start disorientate you. One day, the lies will fall under their own weight, and truth will triumph over them. The hour will come in which we will be above all, clean and without guilt, like our faith and task were. Goodbye, dear Harold. If we meet again, it depends on God. If it is not to be, I will always be proud of having belonged to a family that, even in adversity and up to the last moment, has been faithful to the Führer and his pure and holy cause. My best wishes and dearest greetings, Papa.
Yeah, so whoever put that together deserves a medal, because that says it all. This doesn't need comment.
Yeah, that's a fella Johnny has followed for years. Gottbit Uns is the name of the channel.
That's just magnificent.
Yes. What happened to his son we wrote to?
Harold, he survived. I guess he went on to, into old age. I guess he may have become an industrialist. I'm not aware of any pronouncements he may have made, but you know, any pro-Hitler or even-handed pronouncement there and then would get you locked up. So, but I'm not aware of any anti-Hitler or anti-Goebbels pronouncements.
Thank you. Veritas, Johnson was the surname of Kathy Lee Gifford's first husband.
Okay. I might have guessed something like that.
Aquarius Fabrication LLC says, learn something new every day watching these shows.
That's for sure.
We all do.
That's for sure.
Veritas, you can download a copy of The Beasts of the Apocalypse, 427 pages here. Okay, there it is. There's the link. Great. All right. Lisa, you repeated yourself, it looks like. Unless I'm looking at... Yeah, no, you said, hello, James Mason, Dave Gary. Hi, Jack. Good to be here. Yes. Why is somebody giving Lisa thumbs down? You shouldn't do that.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. All right. Yes, and those... Oh, maybe you deleted them. All right. Evan Dawson, oh God, why is the red line going down?
What red line?
I don't know. Maybe he can explain that. What red line is that? Let's see what's happening in the world of Jews. All right, here we go. And wow, it's not opening. Let's see. And if it doesn't open, oh well. That's too bad. There you go. It's not opening. Oh, well. Okay, let's go to our next story. All right. This is a beauty. You're going to love this, James. Oh, God. Okay. I don't know what a non-binary Canadian is. James, would you like the honors?
Sure, why not? Non-binary Canadian wins lawsuit forcing taxpayers to pay for surgery so they can have a penis and a vagina. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But they can go fuck themselves. How about that?
Okay. Right, there you go.
A non-binary Canadian $70,000 gender-affirming surgery that will see her keep her penis and get a vagina constructed will be fully funded by taxpayers, a top judge ruled. KS, who was born a male at birth, uses female pronouns but does not identify as either fully male or fully female. I guess that's non-binary. According to documents from the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, some justice, by the way, reviewed by DailyMail.com, the 34-year-old, who was only identified by her initials in the legal filing, sued the Ontario Health Insurance Plan, OHIP, in 2022 after the company denied her request to pay for the cost of surgery to construct a neo-vagina at a clinic in Texas. She wanted to build a female sex organ in the gap between her scrotum and anus while also keeping her fully functioning male sex organ. Now, the brunt of the $70,000 for surgery and flights to the U.S. will fall on Canadian taxpayers after a landmark win in court.
I think that's good.
I think that sums it up pretty good, pretty disgusting. And yes, now they can literally go fuck themselves.
Yes, but they won't. They'll fuck us.
But they won't.
And that's the creature.
That? You're kidding.
Oh, no, that's the doctor. Yeah.
Oh, that's the doctor.
I guess that's the creature right there.
I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. It's a guy who wants to be a girl and wants to have a... Yeah,
that's right. All fucked up.
All right. Paid for by the taxpayers.
Right ho.
Judges. Right-ho. Judges.
Yeah. Yeah, these judges, man, I'm telling you, they got to go. They fucking got to go.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, let's, you're not going to like this one, James, but.
I love the last one.
Yeah. This one you're not going to like.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So there you go. Have at it, my friend.
Democratic Congressman Sherry Fallendorf, famed for railing against Trump, carried out unspeakable act against 118 Beatles. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to go with this. They starved in his company, cruelly testing pharmaceuticals on them. No, I don't want to read this.
No, let's just take a look at the guy, because this is his official photo. This is real.
Oh, that's a sick son of a bitch that brought those articles of impeachment against Trump the other day.
Yeah.
Same guy. Yeah. Same bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what the Jew has brought us.
Yep, there you go.
This is a representative from, and the Michigan's a fucked up state, obviously.
Oh man, yep. There you go.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yep. Yeah, they rescued also 55 long-tailed macaw monkeys. So this guy is obviously a sick creature. Speaking of sick creatures and judges, take a look at this. Please, James, you have the honors.
Okay. Tesla arsonist who torched dealership is freed from federal custody for outrageously woke reason. Huh. A Missouri man who allegedly firebombed a Tesla dealership in Kansas City has been released from federal custody so that he can receive gender-affirming care. Owen McIntyre, 19, was arrested earlier this month for the attack on March 17th, in which he allegedly destroyed two Tesla Cybertrucks. It is believed he used a Molotov cocktail to set the fire while he was home on spring break from the University of Massachusetts, where he is pursuing a degree in physics. Federal prosecutors had sought to keep the suspect behind bars ahead of a trial, claiming he is a risk to public safety and may be detained for terrorism-related charges, after the Trump administration declared attacks on Tesla dealerships to be domestic terrorism. But on April 24th, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jessica Hedges granted McIntyre's petition for his pretrial release after his attorneys argued he has serious and ongoing medical needs and treatments that likely would not be provided at prison, KSHB reports. The attorneys claim McIntyre has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, and depression, according to KMBC. He had also started receiving gender-affirming care the month of the Tesla attack, which would likely be interrupted or terminated in federal custody, his attorneys argued, according to court documents obtained by Fox 4KC. By moving back home with his parents, he will have access to the care providers who are familiar with him and his specific needs, they argued. That's him right there.
Remember, we covered this piece of shit. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no hope for these fuckers. No hope. It's backhoes and bulldozers all the way for these fuckers.
Right. I mean, it's, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, imagine if we were in there in front of that judge.
They wouldn't give a shit.
Not at all. They'd make sure that we never got out. So let's take a look and see if we could see what this creature looks like. All right, hold on. I just want to see it. All right, and
they're gonna have to do. And Trump is realizing it. He has to. They're gonna have to do something with these fucking judges. They're just gonna have to.
He's trying, but you know they're fighting.
They're fighting, but
God, I mean, damn. What the fuck, man? What the absolute fuck? I mean, come on. The guy does this, and the judge says, "Yeah, he needs gender affirming care." What the fuck are you talking about?
The hell with arson, the hell with vandalism. He needs his gender affirming care, which is what's the word? It's just not necessary. It's electoral or elective, something like that.
Yes, right.
And
right.
No insurance company is going to cover anything elective, yeah. Right?
I have a feeling the taxpayers are going to be footing this.
I have an idea, yes.
Yeah. So Evan Dawson, he said, "Oh, God, why is the red line going down?" He was talking about stocks. Okay. Josh, if genitalia is not how they define gender, then why does cutting it off affirm it?
Hey, there you go. It's a good question. I like it.
Yes. Straight Out of Swamp and Tasty Lunchtime Talk. Yes, sir. All right. Johnny Sunshine. Gottmit Unz, that's the fellow who made that video, goes by the name Mason, 1986.
Whoa.
Harold Quant was mm-hmm. the stepson of Joseph Goebbels.
Yes.
Yes. And In It for Love, a few hundred dollars to cut a mole, but cutting off a penis is free.
Hey, but I'll pass.
Wow.
I'll pass.
Evan Dawson, I think this is an exceptional use of my taxes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Like I said, I don't know what to say. It's just...
It's a lot of sickies out there.
Yeah,
it's
just crazy.
And I wonder again and again and again what that type of individual would be doing or thinking if this were 100 years ago.
They'd be in the closet and
they would at least be in the closet and hopefully maybe starting a family, a white family.
Yeah, and wondering why it is that, you know, they're not like everybody else.
But all this fucking crap that's been promulgated against us in recent decades has brought all this stuff into the open, made it safe. It's safe.
Yes.
Okay. They must be welcomed.
Exactly.
Bullshit. It's like cancer. Must be welcomed. Right.
Yes. Exactly. Let's check out Harold Quant. Johnny Sunshine got the link here. And, welcome. Welcome to hell. Harold Quant, he passed in 67. So, young man. Let's see. All right. And he was born in Prussia, and he passed at age 45 in Italy.
Wow, that's young.
Five children. And let's see what happened to his death.
Post-war. Back up.
Okay.
Back up. There we go. Post-war. Quant married Inga Bandekow, 1928 to 1978, who was the daughter of the company's lawyer. Worked as a secretary with her father at the beginning of the 1950s. In the following 17 years, the couple had five daughters, Katerina Geller, 1951, Gabrielle Quant, Langenscheidt, 1952, Annette Matisse, 1954, Colleen Bettina Rosenblatt, Mo, 1962, Patricia Halterman, 1967, 2005. Quant had the reputation of being a committed playboy. Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's his death.
Quant survived an aviation accident at Zurich Airport on December 12, 1965, but he was killed 2 years later in another air crash in Cuneo, Italy on September 22, 1967. Well, there we go. Well, at least he produced a family. There are no descendants of Goebbels, but he did produce a white family.
And a fortune, too. Yeah, his daughters inherited almost $1 billion.
Okay. What a beautiful looking family.
Yes. Yep.
And you know, one of the beautiful documentaries you had sent me, it might have been the greatest story never told. And of course, Goebbels and Magda committed suicide, but of course their children went ahead of them. And people think that's horrible. You know, the Jews say, oh, it's horrible, beastly, you know. But then this fellow that did the greatest story never told, he pointed out Masada.
Yes.
And there were a hell of a lot of suicides in Germany at that time. And you can equate that perfectly with Masada. Heroism. It was heroism.
Yes. Let's go here, my friend. And we've got this nice story. All right. A feel-good story.
A feel-good story. You're damn right.
Go ahead, James.
An Iranian man convicted of espionage and intelligence cooperation with Israel was executed on Wednesday, Iranian state media reported. At a time of high-stakes nuclear negotiations between Washington and Tehran, entangled in a decades-long shadow war with Israel, Iran has put to death many individuals it accuses of having links with Israel's Mossad intelligence service and facilitating the latter's operations in the country, notably assassinations or acts of sabotage meant to undermine its nuclear program. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, you know, you had to wonder, of course, when these generals and other high-ranking officials were being assassinated and bombed by motorcycle hit squads. And the reason was, is because there were Iranian traitors.
Exactly. You know,
because the Jews obviously would not fit in there. They don't fit anywhere except in a ghetto. But this is, you know, one of the scum who was actually found out and dealt with properly.
Never any shortage of those who will do anything for money.
No. Nope. No, sir. Okay, let's go here and here, and let's take a look at some news. British intelligence. Remember that guy, Mike Waltz, who...
Oh, the name's familiar.
Yeah, so he was the national security advisor. Trump has forced him out of his job, the first major shakeup of Trump's inner circle since he took office. And it was due to, it appears, the fact that he was very pro-Israel and anti-Iran. Let's see what it says here. So he was here from Florida, 51-year-old lawmaker from Florida, faced criticism inside the White House when he was caught up in a March scandal involving that signal thing. I guess they used that to get rid of him. Not immediately clear who would take over from this dirtbag, but they're going to put a Jew in there probably.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever, you know. He was accidentally blamed. He was blamed for accidentally adding the editor accidentally. Remember, he brought that Jew thing, to a private thread describing details of an imminent U.S. bombing campaign in Yemen. The Atlantic reported on the mishap. Surprise. So,
and they tried to hang that on Hegseth.
Exactly. And, of course, it was a Jewish operation. And so this fuck's gone. So the
good.
First one got
good, good, yep. Good, good. They're on top of it.
Yep. See you later. Okay. And yeah, Iran had imperial ambition. Not Israel. Iran had Right. Imperial ambitions. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, they keep jumping on Trump here. This is what they do. You know, they signed that minerals deal with the Kike in Ukraine, which will give the U.S. preferential access to Ukrainian minerals and fund investment in Ukraine's reconstruction. Let's blow which the mean, fuck out which, of countries and then rebuild them.
Which means Putin is out of luck there. He is not going to take over Ukraine. And that proves it right there.
But does he want to take over Ukraine?
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did, but he ain't going to do it now.
I mean, can't we look at what Putin did in a similar way that we can look at what was done to Germany by the Versailles Treaty, you know, like splitting off parts of Germany and Hitler trying to get them back?
They hated Germany. The fucking Jews hated Germany. Well, they hated all white countries. They hated Russia.
They still do.
They hated a Christian monarchy, which, you know, the Jews couldn't break into. The Jews, they had a pretty good grip on the Russian economy, but they couldn't break into that monarchy, and they hated that. They had to do something about it. And the minute, you know, they caused World War I, that caused the fall of the monarchy. The Jews took over, killed everybody. Boom. Tried to do the same thing with Germany because they hated that Christian monarchy. It was kind of a stillborn thing. Wilhelm had to abdicate and haul ass out because they saw what had happened in Russia. They didn't have to do it in Britain because Britain permitted itself to be infiltrated by these bastards, and they had them in their hip pocket. So it didn't have to happen there. They hated all the German people. They hate the German people. They hate the German state. So, you know, they ripped Austria apart, ripped Hungary apart. And what they did was they tried to make it so tough on Germany. I mean, since that attempted communist revolution in Germany didn't make it, they tried to make it so tough that the German people would start to think, well, the only way we can get out from under this is to go communist. Then we don't have to pay these reparations anymore, and, you know, and everything will be cool. But even that didn't work. And then along came Hitler. Yeah, we got to do something about this. So they engineered the Second World War, in short.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Ned Diggers says, I'm a nigger time tonight, 1 hour late. Yeah, funny how that happens, right? Niggers can never make it on time. Steve Evil has a nice image. Let's take a look at it. When we were talking about the freaks.
Yeah, there you go. I love my transgender trouble. How sick are you?
Holy
well,
fuck.
It's taken generations. Like I've said, I believe my own generation, the baby boomers, were the first to break from the traditions of their ancestors.
Right.
And it's been downhill all the way. Now we arrive at this.
And there's Munchausen syndrome by proxy, which is defined there. So take a look at that when you can. And let's get back to that story that looks really good here. All right, another feel-good story for you, James. Wildfires rage near Jerusalem. Major roads closed. So it's burning.
Good. Let them burn. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yes, it's burning.
Fuck them.
Yep. I wish it would just burn all down. You know, I mean, it's doing okay, but the whole fucking country needs to burn down.
You know, back in the day of Jesus, the whole place was lush. And now when you think of it, you think of a damn arid wasteland. that picture earlier, much earlier in the show, of the couple with the Jew flags wrapped over their shoulders walking down the street, that looked pretty nice. But I wrote an article many years ago about Israel, an ugly place full of ugly people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
very ugly.
You couldn't call that the Holy Land anymore. There's reasons for that, but it was ours and we blew it, and that's it.
All righty then. Let's go here. Janice sent us a link. Let's put that up if we could. All right. And we'll come back to the Jews burning. Well, just that it says here that at least 13 people were injured. Oh, God.
Yes.
It's a Holocaust.
It's a fucking Holocaust.
It's a Holocaust. And it broke out on Israel's Memorial Day for fallen soldiers.
Oh, man.
And yeah, that's a shame that they were canceled. The events were. Fuck you, Jews. Okay, let's go over here to this story by Janice. And Janice says, another infant boy damaged for life thanks to medical butchers that get off on genitally torturing and mutilating baby boys. And here's the article. So she says, parents need to wake up. Circumcision is Jewish satanic ritual abuse, involves the genital torture and mutilation of newborn infants, and needs to end now. There are no medical benefits whatsoever to this surgery / satanic ritual. Circumcision only causes harm. One baby dies approximately every other day in the United States due to this cosmetic and completely unnecessary surgery. Let's take a look at the article here. All right. Is that coming up there, that Jew York Post?
Yeah.
So there you go. Long Island dad says infant son is fighting for his life in New York hospital after a botched circumcision. He looks like he's been through war. Oh, there's those elephants again. All right. Let's see what it says here. All right. And routine circumcision. And there he was born on March 31. And although he was diagnosed with congenital, I don't want that. Please continue without supporting us. Good. Diagnosed with congenital heart disease, he was otherwise healthy. Scheduled to go home with his parents to meet his 2-year-old big brother on April 16. And there's the baby who got the circumcision.
Well, we're not getting that though, David. We're not getting that. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. It's because of the, well, anyway, I'm sorry about that. But another baby killed, or perhaps going to be killed from the circumcision. Yeah. Not a good choice. Yeah. Thank you, Janice. Okay. Let's get back to the chat here. And Veritas, from a pre-1993 edition of John Tyndall's Spearhead magazine, by the Treaty of Versailles on 28 June 1919 and the Treaty of Saint Germain on 20 September of the same year, the German people were thoroughly humiliated. The Prime Minister, Lloyd George, wrote, "The international bankers swept statesmen, politicians, journalists, and jurists all to one side and issued their orders with the imperiousness of absolute monarchs." And as we talked about before, there were tons of kikes with no country. Somehow they got to come to the Treaty of Versailles and or the Paris Peace Conference and have their way, which, as we know, created the fucking mess we're in. Evan Dawson, Zion Don, won't stand for the Iranian nuclear program. I reckon the U.S. military will have an operation to snipe all of the Iranian nuclear facilities after futile negotiation. Huntress, northern Israel is beautiful. The south is desert, but it greens up when the rain starts in the autumn.
Okay.
Shameless, oy vey, it's another Shoah. The fire he's talking about. Huntress, I lived on the plain of Sharon in a kibbutz with a private Mediterranean beach, a lovely place. No, I'm not a Jew. I was just an exchange student, lived there for a year. Veritas, like Alex Linder once stated regarding circumcision, you're not born with any extra parts. Of course, physical deformities notwithstanding. Yeah, what a fun.
If you didn't need it,
right,
it would never have evolved.
What a joke. Okay, let's get to here. And we'll get to this AP news story. And then we're going to check in on Luigi.
Yes.
See how he's doing. Because he pled, I think, not guilty, right?
Yes, he'd be crazy to do anything else.
Yes. All right. There he goes. Mike Waltz is out. Okay. And let's take a look at this video.
White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is set to depart the Trump administration. Waltz came under searing scrutiny in March after revelations that he added the journalist Jeffrey Goldberg to a private text chain on the encrypted messaging app Signal, which was used to discuss planning for a sensitive March 15th military operation against Houthi militants in Yemen. Waltz served in the House, representing Florida for 3 terms before his elevation to the White House. He's the most prominent senior administration official to depart during the early going of Trump's second White House term. The Republican president has been looking to avoid the tumult of his first White House term that saw him rotate through 4 national security advisors, 4 White House chiefs of staff, and 2 secretaries of state.
I think it's safe to say that this fucker was doing the work of the Jew.
Either that or he was an idiot. But the fucking Jews, the Democrats, the communists, as you rightly call them, they're ready to hop on anything. Anything.
Yep. Take a look at this beauty, James. Judge, I'll let you read this because
Judge bars deportations of Venezuelans from South Texas under 18th century wartime law. A federal judge on Thursday barred the Trump administration from deporting any Venezuelans from South Texas under an 18th century wartime law and said President Donald Trump's invocation of it was unlawful. U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr. is the first judge to rule that the Alien Enemies Act cannot be used against people who, the Republican administration claims, are gang members invading the United States. Neither the court nor the parties in question or question that the executive branch can direct the detention and removal of aliens who engage in criminal activity in the United States, wrote Rodriguez, who was nominated by Trump in 2018. But, the judge said, the president's invocation of the AEA through the proclamation exceeds the scope of the statute and is contrary to the plain, ordinary meaning of the statute's terms.
That's good enough. Another judge.
Yeah, another rotten bastard. We'll let him step up and be identified and let Trump take care of him in any way he possibly can.
Everything's stopping. They're stopping every fucking last thing. Video captures plainclothes immigration agents detain a man in Virginia courthouse. Let's take a look at this.
Do not touch me or impede me in my lawful duties, ma'am. Do you understand? There's a crime for you to do so.
Why? Do you have a warrant for his arrest? Do you have a warrant for his arrest?
Yes.
Grab him.
Get off me, or I am calling the U.S. attorney and prosecuting you for assault on a federal officer.
Show us the warrant signed by a judge.
Sir,
show us the warrant signed by a judge.
Sir, turn him around.
You don't have a warrant.
Sir.
Show us a warrant for his arrest.
We are in this. I got it.
Please step back, ma'am. You cannot interfere.
I'm not. I'm giving him.
Step back.
I'm simply giving him a
please
piece of paper that he
step
dropped.
Step back.
It's really sad that y'all's life and purpose is to destroy our communities.
What is it with these mask-wearing creatures?
Yeah, how about that? Are they worried about their health, or are they just trying to conceal their identity?
Right. I don't know. It's like the freaks wear the masks.
Yeah, they love that. Naturally, they would. How about that hat? Did you see that hat on Musk?
Yes.
Gulf of America. Man, yeah. I gotta hand it to the guy. He may be a kike. I don't know, but I got to hand it to him.
Yes. Look at this one. You want to read that, James?
The Justice Department ended a decades-old school desegregation order. Others are expected to fall. Man, I swear to God, I've never been as hopeful as I am now.
Here you go. Go
there's
ahead.
There's health and there's life still left.
Yes.
Washington, AP, when the Justice Department lifted a school desegregation order in Louisiana this week, officials called its continued existence a historical wrong and suggested that others dating to the civil rights movement should be reconsidered. The end of the 1966 legal agreement with Plaquemines means parish schools announced Tuesday shows the Trump administration is getting America refocused on our bright future, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon said. Inside the Justice Department, officials appointed by President Donald Trump have expressed desire to withdraw from other desegregation orders they see as an unnecessary burden on schools, according to a person familiar with the issue who was granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. Dozens of school districts across the South remain under court-enforced agreements dictating steps to work toward integration, decades after the Supreme Court struck down racial segregation in education. Some see the court's order's endurance as a sign the government never eradicated segregation, while officials in Louisiana and at some schools see the orders as bygone relics that should be wiped away. The Justice Department opened a wave of cases in the 1960s after Congress unleashed the department to go after schools that resisted desegregation. Known as consent decrees, the orders can be lifted when districts prove they have eliminated segregation and its legacies.
That's good.
Well, maybe they're getting smart. Maybe they're wising up.
Well, they're trying, right? They're trying. Of course, this was in a day when American Negroes were not as revolting as today.
And that's the only reason that could have happened.
Yep.
Yeah. They could come across, and I remember them this way. They
yep.
could come across as being civilized, semi-human, almost human, you know, not what you'd invite to Thanksgiving dinner, but not like we have them today.
No, thanks to Johnson's Great Society. There you go.
Yeah, maybe there's hope on the horizon.
Yeah. That would be a good thing. Let's go to Luigi, see what he's up to. Let's see what Luigi is up to. Here he is. All right, Luigi. I think we were close to a million. Let's refresh this. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right up against it.
Yeah, yes. So let's see what we have here. 3 minutes ago. very disgusted. They're seeking the death penalty in this case. Very obvious that this administration is cruel and inhumane, shameful, and shame on the DOJ for doing so and being part of this barbaric practice. 7 minutes ago. Oh, it's his birthday. I didn't know that. Happy birthday. We will keep fighting for you, Luigi. Please keep your head up. And you are loved and supported. 20 minutes ago, keep talking about him. His legal fees will be expensive. Thank you, everybody near and far. All right. 21 minutes ago, I support this person and wish to see him live a life of freedom. Free Luigi. We stand behind you. Free Luigi. It's just, it doesn't end. It just doesn't end.
Well, there's hope there, too. That reflects a lot of hope. And like I've said, his one hope is they're not charging him as a racist or an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
He could get life.
Yes.
And as they say, there's life, there's hope.
Yes.
Maybe one day a decent government can set him free.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. The prosecutor was recused from the case. All right. Because they supposedly eavesdropped on his call with the defense attorney. All right.
Well, there's a little something.
Yes. Let's see what this. We can't see that because that's same New York Post. Okay. Let's go here. And here we go. New York DA's office eavesdropped on Luigi's call with a defense attorney, prosecutors admit. And this just happened today. This just broke today. Paralegal with the New York County Attorney's Office apparently listened to the entirety of a recorded jail call between Mangione and his attorney.
Yeah, well, that's crooked as hell.
Yeah, look at these pictures, man. Unbelievable.
That's the kind of thing that's going to do it. If anything does it, it's that kind of thing right there. That and a whole lot more like it.
Yes.
And it doesn't even have anything to do with us. It's just maybe rightness is going to resurface.
Huh. Well, there you go. There's our little dose of Luigi. And let's go back to the chat and see what's going on there. Oh, God, that governor of Illinois. What a pig. Yeah. You know that governor of Illinois, that Jew?
I've heard of him. I've heard of him.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of him from Josh. This clown.
Oh, my God.
This nasty kike.
I should have never had that second donut this morning.
Yeah, right. Remember that freak that was in the Biden administration, the admiral who thought it was a female? That's a relative of this creature. I don't know if it's a brother or whatever. Yeah, nasty. And this fuck is like one of the front runners for, you know, the Democratic Party. I mean,
if anybody needs RFK Jr., it's him.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs Jenny Craig.
Holy fuck. He needs something. I could think of something else. Okay. Yeah. That little guy who they were arresting at the courthouse, Veritas calls him a Hispanic squat monster.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yes. Johnny Sunshine. Hey, Dave, I was doing some research on Willis Carto, Willis and MCP. That's Michael Collins Piper. Both passed away in 2015. Willis's bio also mentioned he was affiliated with Bo Gritz. Did you ever have any interactions with Bo Gritz while you were at American Free Press? No. Yes. Mike passed in, I think it was May of 2015, and Willis passed in October of 2015. So that's correct. And no, I don't know anything about Bo Gritz. Strata swamped and no hope on the horizon. Jeets are flooding in and taking over. Lisa from Germany, Jewish supremacy and white genocide has top priority for the anti-white racist Jews. Yes, they do, Lisa.
It does. It certainly does. But the foundation may be cracking up.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Okay, let's get to that video that Johnny Sunshine sent us the other day that I never played. And this is, we'll get it here, Adolf Hitler marries Eva Braun. Let's see if we could refresh that. Oh, it's doing that stuff. So let me pause the pop-up blocker for BitChute so they could play their fucking ads. All right.
Ivermectin was the boogeyman drug during COVID. Couldn't talk about it, couldn't get it anywhere, even though it was known to be an antiviral, antimicrobial.
This is not a scam, but banks are praying you never discover this deadly
loophole. Look at these fucking ads.
All Americans can apply for the 2020.
There were some women in Hitler's former life who were important for him. But I think during the last time, there was nobody as near and as close to him like Eva Braun. She loved him, really. And she came, surprisingly, to Berlin. And when she arrived, Hitler tried to seem angry, but he wasn't successful. His eyes were so full of joy. And he was obviously so happy that she was there that nobody tried to send her back. So came his birthday, the 20th of April, and there came the congratulations, and everybody shook him his hand and wished him the best, and it was all very depressed. It was not a happy birthday. And when the official part was over, Hitler retired at once, but Eva Braun, she invited some of the people to go upstairs in her little living room to make a birthday party. And one found a record, hit a song, like to dance, music. And so we sat around the table and tried to forget our miserable situation, and there was laughing and joking, and everybody drank and giggled and gackled. And
Eva Braun hatte es bis dahin fertiggebracht.
Eva Braun had by now persuaded the Führer to the point where he actually wanted to improvise a marriage service to her.
Hochzeit improvisieren wolle. Man holte zu diesem Zweck.
To do this, they got an official from the propaganda ministry.
Aus dem Propagandaministerium, der als Standes.
Who would fulfill the function of registrar.
I joined the others on this little welcome from of Hitler, and they were sitting there around the table, and so I had to congratulate Eva Braun, and I was a little shy what to say, and I shake hand to her, and she said, "Oh, you can say for Mrs. Hitler to me now," and I did.
Yeah, beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, something that's been coming over me in recent days is that this whole thing involving Hitler and everybody with him, that was not meant to be a temporary thing. It's never meant to be a temporary thing, never meant to be wiped away, and it's forever.
Yep. A great guy out in Idaho, Stan Hess, just emailed this, and let's take a look at it. I don't know what it's about, but Stan usually has some pretty cool stuff. So this says white college student goes nuclear on blacks.
Wow, with a small B.
Yeah, for being violent murderers. Let's see what we got here.
Talk about is what happened in Frisco, Texas about a month ago, which was the murder of Austin Metcalf by Carmelo Anthony. And why has Donald Trump not said a single word about this issue? How long are we going to let white people be murdered in the streets before we do something? I am tired of this.
Well, no, I mean, see, I see some of you guys are laughing, but the reality is if it was the other way around, you guys would be burning down the city, if we're going to be honest here, right? Got the black one in the back screaming and laughing at him.
And I don't want to make this look like
I'm a victim. Let me, because this is the thing, because a couple of the people here are laughing at your rage, but I find it interesting that if it was the other way around, they can burn down a city like Minneapolis over George Fentanyl, but if he goes ahead and expresses some rage, you guys laugh at him, which is interesting to me because they can't be honest about this, where there is seriously a problem in America where a small percentage of people are committing a majority of the violent crime. What? Black men account for maybe 8% of the population, but they're committing something like 50 to 60% of the violent crime, and they can't talk about this, right? So I do think that there's a problem here where we need to address black culture. We need to address the degeneracy. We got to address the violent gang and rap culture. And it's an issue. And the thing is that, you know, guys like him can't speak up about it. He speaks up about it. And then we got black girls in the back laughing at him. But, you know, when they kill a black man, y'all are rioting all over the place and burning cities down. And nobody says anything to you guys. So I think he has a right to be pissed off. I mean, I was pissed off when I saw it.
I mean, I just have kind of a follow up to that. I just have a follow up to that. You know, you talking about this is kind of like a socioeconomic thing, a culture thing. Well, if that's true, why have the crime rates kind of stayed the same since the 60s, since the civil rights movement, even, you know, before rap music, speaking on that rap music, why doesn't rap music make white people go just murder people in the streets? Is this a culture thing or is this just simply a race issue?
There's a couple things. Now, this is going to be very controversial, but it's an IQ thing, too. It's an IQ thing, and this is what's banned a lot of the times. That I got to kind of, we're on YouTube, so I'll kind of say this in code word. But it's a multitude of different things. It's culture, it's IQ, it's heritage. All these things play a role. But yeah, there's a bunch of different issues, right? It's a two-tier justice system. There's so many different things that play into it. But I have a saying: around the blacks, never relax. So. Take from that what you will.
Living around white people is not a human right. You don't get to live with us all the time. All right. This is our country that we built. Yeah. White immigrants built this country. Thank you. Read the Naturalization Act of 1790.
No, it's the truth. This country was founded by white Protestant
men. And yes, I understand that black people have been a part of this country since the beginning because of slavery. And I'm not endorsing
slavery. I
think the
girls over there don't like what you're saying.
And I know that. Yeah. Yeah, and the logical consequence of slavery is that, you know, you have these people displaced in this country. And, at the time, you know, maybe the better choice should have been to just send them back to Africa. Because clearly they can't integrate in a proper society and live with us without just murdering each other in the streets. So it really kind of makes you think, well, now, you know, it's baked in now. You know, what can we do about it? And, you know, some people like, you know, I know I watch Nick, you know, like Jason Whitlock, you know, he had that thing with Jason Whitlock where Jason Whitlock says, oh, well, you know, if they're just Christian, man, then, you know, things would be different. But then you look at countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo, that country's 95% Catholic, roughly. And they have one of the highest murder rates in the world. And, you know, their country's just, it's a failed state. And it just really makes you think, is like, it's not a culture issue. It's not socioeconomics. It's not religion. Then, you know, what is it?
Yeah, no, I mean, IQ does play a huge role in it. And that's the thing that people don't like to discuss, but yeah, no, that's true, man. I mean, the truth hurts sometimes for people. But yeah, they've done meta-analysis on this with IQ and race, and the data doesn't lie, you know. In general, black people tend to have lower IQs, so it is what it is.
There you go.
Who would have believed it back in the day? I wouldn't
exactly
believe this. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're getting there.
It's great. It's taken a long time. It's taken a terrible beating. But by God, it's there.
A lot of people have suffered. A lot of white people have suffered because of black savagery.
And I wonder if that kid will never know if he has any contact or has had any contact with any of these hard right outfits that, you know, you and I have discussed. And you've said rightfully, boy, if the future of the white race is in the hands of these son of a bitches, we ain't got no future.
Right.
But I wouldn't want a kid like that to get involved with any of these fucking idiots that I've dealt with for the past decades, to get him all disillusioned and disenchanted and quit and drop out.
Yes.
Hopefully he's come to this on his own.
Yeah, he looks pretty level-headed.
And it seems like he did.
Yes.
So if there's hope, it's going to come from that, not from any of these crackpots.
Yep, exactly. And you've seen your share of them.
Yeah, I've seen. It's like Dr. Pierce once said of Rockwell. Rockwell spent half his time.
James, you're going to have to move closer.
Pierce said of Rockwell, Rockwell spent half his time dealing with these goddamn mutinies and conspiracies and intrigues in his organization.
Yep. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Well, except people coming to it on their own, free of all this garbage.
Yes, thanks to the Internet.
Thanks to the Internet. So, yes. Boy, if there's hope, that's a large part of it.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's get back to the chat. And here we go. Yeah. All right. Talking about that fat kike in Illinois. A crack habit would do that Illinois Jew some good.
A crack overdose would do him
That would be even better. Spy Hunter calls BitChute ShitChute the worst streaming platform on the Internet. Johnny Sunshine, that's Pritzker. No wonder that freak on the Biden administration was a tranny. Pritzker's relative is a billionaire tranny, Jennifer Jim Pritzker. It's unfucking believable how all these Jews have sexual issues. Bushmaster 6A, I have a Mexican temporary worker help me on a project. I showed him Codex Pajit. He ran out to the yard and threw up. Oh, shit. What is Codex Pajit? Ned Diggers said, I've seen this guy. He's pretty based on some things. Who, the black guy or the white guy? Veritas, this is a quote from James von Brunn. During the Civil War, several thousand Negroes escaped to Canada via the Underground Railway.
Yep.
Their descendants have lived in Canada discrimination free ever since, yet their mental test scores are the same as the oppressed American Negro.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We had the Underground Railroad running through my hometown in Ohio, Chillicothe, Ohio. You could trace it under that building, under this building, under that building. Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Our courthouse had a tower, it's still there, four clock faces, north, south, east, and west, showing you the correct time. And during the Civil War, that one facing south, they painted it black. So that was the spirit. That was the spirit of the times.
Yeah.
Burnt all our covered bridges for fear of Confederate raiders coming up. None ever did, but we don't have any covered bridges left. That was the spirit of the times.
Yeah. You know the that whole joke? It's not a joke. It's true. But Negroes and smoke alarms. Did we talk about that? Do you know? Right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's well. Here, look at this image. This is an image from Steve Evil, and if somebody can get a video of some of these Negroes, what the situation is, the reason that's there is because there are Negroes love to go on the Internet. They love to record themselves doing whatever they're doing, whether it's killing a white person or holding a gun and trying to act cool or whatever they're doing. And in a lot of these videos, you hear the chirp of a smoke detector battery having run out. And the and this is no joke. There's tons of memes with this describing this situation or illustrating this situation. Negroes, for the most part, do not figure out what the chirping is. I'm not kidding, James. This is, and they do not change their batteries.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is like real. So the internet has brought a lot of this stuff to light. And it's like something that, you know, you would think that couldn't be true, but this is how fucking dumb they are. That they don't connect the chirp from the smoke detector with replacing the battery.
I'll be damned.
Yep. This is how fucking dumb they are.
You know, we were talking about pets before we went on air. And when my batteries start getting low in these units I have here, the animals, the dogs and the cats, they think, or they must think, a hawk is loose in the place. And they freak out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see if we can get a video on that. Shameless Wise asked, we were talking about that that video of that kid lamenting black violence when they said the whites built this country. They weren't immigrants. They were nation builders. That's right. Lisa from Germany, living around white people is not a human right. Exactly. How about the rights to free association? Yeah, Steve Evil says, just say it already. Niggers are niggers. And G-Man is here, James.
Hello, G-Man. I hope we get to do another show together this month.
Oh, hell yeah. Straight out of Swampton, Leo Frank therapy would do that fat kite good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, shit. There's Codex Pajit. 1 hour and 22 minutes. All right, let's see. First, we're going to go to this one. All right. Veritas says, I can vouch for that, Dave. Negroes and smoke alarms experience that in person. Ned Diggers says, I drove through a black area once, and no joke, I could hear the smoke alarms chirping in the background.
Oh, my God.
No, James, it's completely fucked up. Let me see if this is, well, what do we got here? Hidden message on race mixing in Freddie Got Fingered. I don't know what that means, but this is from Shameless. Let's take a look. It's on Shit Shoot, so let's see if it'll play.
In Africa, the humans hated us because of our zebra lower bodies, and the zebras hated us because of our human upper bodies. In Africa, the humans hated us because of our zebra lower bodies, and the zebras hated us because of our human upper bodies. In Africa, the humans hated us because of our zebra lower bodies, and the zebras hated us because of our human upper bodies. In Africa, the humans hated us because of our zebra.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm sure yeah. There's a message in there.
There must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
What it is, I don't know.
You know, when I was working security at that department store, I do everything. It was non-union. You know, you didn't have a job description, so I helped a lot of customers and smoke detectors and everything. And I would always say this, you know, back when I was a kid, if you had a smoke or a CO problem, you just woke up dead. It was very simple. I suppose that has nothing to do with anything. Likewise with seat belts in your automobile. Hey, back when I was a kid, if you wanted to go flying out the front glass, that was your prerogative. I don't know.
We never wore seat belts.
I guess I'm... telling on myself.
I'm trying to bring up this Pajit. Let's see. It's not, it's just spinning. So I don't know what it's about, but it's about India. Oh, there we go.
Oh, Benny Hill. It's the Benny Hill Show.
Is it?
Well, that's the way Benny Hill shows always began.
India, a country shrouded in mystery. It is a cursed land, and quite possibly the most disgusting country on earth today.
Oh boy.
Some may even say it is the worst country to ever exist. In this godforsaken land, the native Indian Hindu, more colloquially known as the Pajit, breeds out of control like a plague of rats, often defecating in the open with no regard for its native habitat. The Pajit spreads across the face of the earth like a cancerous tumor, consuming all in its path while the world watches on in disgust and horror. With almost 1.4 billion Pajits and rising, our Mother Earth buckles under the terrible strain as these creatures rapidly multiply in their own filth with seemingly no end in sight. Although they are incredibly disgusting and unhygienic creatures, somehow the Pajit manages to procreate and thrive in its horrible surroundings. Often mutated due to its toxic environment, the Pajit wallows in superstition. Its life is one of never-ending death, never-ending defecation, and even more, never-ending degeneracy. To gaze at India is like looking into the very mouth of hell itself. Mired in filth, the disgusting slum-like conditions of India are a blight on the once beautiful face of Mother Earth. Every time a new Pajit is born, she sheds a single tear. These tears rain down on our landscape as the earth cries out in agony. In its relentless march to destroy everything around it, the Pajit litters its surrounding environment with a never-ending amount of trash and feces. One wonders, will there be any end to this horror? Dear viewers, it is my honor to present to you, India, the worst country on earth.
Well...
Wow, was that really put out by Tim's Television?
No, I doubt it. That was just satire.
It sounded like Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, they would never do that. This is just...
But wow, what a...
Yeah.
Who? Jesus.
Yes, the beauty of the internet. All right, let's see what we got here. Thank you for that, Bushmaster. Ned Diggers. Oh, he said that about driving through in here. Steve Evil, get some batteries, white men, on me. You guys are great. Steve Evil gave you $33, James.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That'll buy a lot of smoke detector batteries.
Boy, you ain't a kidding.
Yeah.
But I've got them here. This place is equipped, man. And when one goes, they all go. It's crazy as hell, but it's good.
You know?
And if we're cooking, and maybe something burns in the frying pan, away they go. But what you do is you go get the broomstick and you hit that little button up above there.
Right.
Silence it,
Yeah, the Negroes don't know how to do that.
Can't think that far ahead.
They can't think. That's from G. All right, there you go. Make a choice, white man. Black sun or black
sun. Yeah, right. You know what? I think we ought to make mention of the fact that this is our 50th show.
Yes.
We haven't done that yet.
I think in the beginning I said
maybe.
Show 50.
Yeah, maybe.
But didn't emphasize it. You're right.
But I want to just toss this in.
Yes.
My blood just about freezes when the telephone rings. And 99 times out of 100, it's a friend. But I hate the telephone.
Yeah.
But this I like. Our show, I like. It's like a nice visit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of folks like
it. It's exciting, it's uplifting, it's illuminating, it's a pleasure. It's been my pleasure now for 50 shows. It's hard to believe, 50 shows.
And we haven't missed one, right?
Haven't missed one. We haven't made too big of fools of ourselves.
Well, I don't know about that.
Fucked up too many times.
Yeah.
Nobody's caught us in anything. That's the big thing. And I want to thank our regulars. And I just want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
This is great. It's great.
Well, it is great. Thank you.
We want to continue.
Yes. We got to get to 100. Of course, some of these guys have gotten to it. I think Nick's passed 1,000 and G passed, he's passed 300. Flood passed 500. And other people I haven't mentioned, they've done as many or more. G says, when you were talking about going up back on a show, he says, count on a monthly show every month, James. Done deal.
Look forward to it.
Straight out of Swampton says, I think it's laziness, not oral ignorance on the part of the chirp niggers. Or both. Here's a quote from the year 1907 from Dr. Schufelt, Major Medical Department, United States Army, retired. The Negro, a menace to American civilization. The taking of Africans out of Africa and settling them in this country by no means makes Americans of them. It would be quite as reasonable to expect zebras to turn into horses when similarly transported. So much truth in the early days, right? Shameless Wise says, you have no place anywhere if you're race mixed. Shameless, Freddie Got Fingered was a Tom Green movie. I'm not familiar with that. Tom Green. Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble with YouTube and BitChute spinning. They must be on to us. Huntress, LOL, this must be Flood. Okay, here we go. Giuseppe put this creature up here. Let's put it up.
Oh, my God. Can that be real? I guess it is.
That's real. Yeah.
I love that. Oh, my God. I love that.
Not only is that real, James,
yeah,
but that is a lawmaker.
Oh, yeah.
That's a United States lawmaker.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Back to Africa, fuckers. Back to Africa. All right. Let's go back. Veritas, they don't call them street shitters for no reason at all, right? Mm. You know that saying, does a bear shit in the woods? I've amended that to, does a Pajit shit in the streets?
I love it.
Yeah, straight out of Swamp says, fuck, I can't take this, fucking disgusting. Yeah, those Indians are, they literally walk over dead bodies as you saw that dog eating a corpse, you know, and that's fine. Just don't come here.
Oh, yeah, don't do it here.
Yes. Okay, yeah, Ned Diggers. Okay, this is not what I was expecting. All right, what do we got here? Straight out of Swampton. Oh, shit, is that Colonel Sanders? Let's see. Is that Colonel Sanders?
Looks like him.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's most unusual, but what... Why are we seeing this? What's the message?
I have a feeling we're about to find out. Let's see. Okay. All righty then. I'm dead, I guess, from watching those Indians.
Oh, I see. I got it. Yeah.
Veritas, Negroes don't have anything on Pajits when it comes to procreating. It's true.
That's obvious. Thank God for it.
Fuck. Yes. Fishing with Hitler as the earth cries out in agony. Ha ha ha. Oh, that is Flood's deep. Oh, shit. Flood did that. So Huntress was right. Shit, that is Flood. He's brilliant. Veritas, India needs mass sterilization. Yeah, of course.
Well, it ain't going to get it. It's going to, Mother Nature or Mother Earth is going to strike back one of these days and hopefully and clean
let's
that
go.
Mess up. Yeah, let's go.
Here, 88 says chemical sterilization aerosol. Ned Digger's chemtrails over India. Yeah. Veritas says, I enjoy listening, Dave and James, very much. So I guess that was in reference to you talking about the 50th show.
Yeah, well, I mean it sincerely. That's come over me in the past few weeks. It's like a visit for me, a very friendly visit, illuminating and all that. Maybe I'm contributing something, I hope. And it's a pleasure and an honor. And if anybody had told me not too many years ago I'd be doing something like this, I wouldn't have believed it.
All right. Exactly. Yes, same here. Ned Diggers. Oy vey, shut it down. Lisa from Germany. Sorry. Huntress once said it's bad etiquette to post links from YouTube. I am really sorry, but such nice videos can only be found there still. Lots have already been banned. It's a video she sent, which was spinning. But we've used YouTube videos. Okay, let's see.
You can learn a lot from the enemy.
Oh yes.
But you got to know it is the enemy.
Yes, exactly. Strataswamp says Colonel Sanders was an inspiration. By the way, he was a white success after the age of 70.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Like Henry Ford, he didn't hit pay dirt until he was in his 40s. Bushmaster says, happy gold show anniversary. And he donated $10 to you, James.
Marvelous. Thank you. And get over it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's awesome. Ah, we found a relative of that black congresswoman. All right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I can see the resemblance. That's easy. Oh,
that's Predator, yeah. I think, right?
That, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, that's just ugly. Or fugly, as they say.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
Is it human or is it not?
No, no, it's not.
What human. A debate.
That was from Steve Evil. All right. Relaxing, Sean ist die Welt. Beautiful is the world. Let's see if we could bring this up from. Oh, we can. Okay. Now, is this a... Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. So let's take a look. Oh, no. It started spinning again. Hold on. Let's see. It's spinning. I don't know why. Like I said, I think YouTube is on to us. Compare this to India.
Leid tun, am mit mir, ins Land der Liebe komm mit.
Denn diesen wichtigen Schritt muss man zu zweit tun.
Zeit.
Wenn sich zwei Menschen in Liebe verstehen, dann ist die Welt überall für sie schön. Parole, schön ist die Welt, so wunderschön ist die Welt. Lachst du ins Leben hinein, möglichst zu zweit, liegt die Welt im rosigen Schein.
Magnificent.
That's what the kike destroyed.
Yeah, but we just lived it right here.
Yeah.
And like I said about an hour ago, that wasn't meant to be terminated or erased. And thanks to white genius, we have its example. And as I, every day I go out, you know, the song title was The World is Beautiful, right, in German. And it is. This is God's creation. It's his beauty. It's blighted, yes, but that's the work of the enemy. But there couldn't be any of that blight without God's creation for it to feed off of and attack. No, I think this is going to work out.
Hey. I sure as hell hope so. I'm just saying that this is what they did.
Right? Yeah, this is what they did, but yep. still it survives.
Yep.
It survives, and we just saw it. We just lived it, and man, what a refreshing, beautiful thing that was.
Beautiful, beautiful people. All right, let me see if I could find that other video that wouldn't open. Maybe that was the one. That was the same one. Let me see real quick. Real quick. I'm pretty quick. All right. I guess that was. So I hope that was the one, Lisa. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. All righty then. And we are here. Ned Diggers, it might be your ad blocker. Yeah, it was. Straight out of Swamp. Nice show, guys. Nice video, Lisa. Veritas, this is from David Lloyd George in the Daily Express, September 17, 1936. As to his popularity, especially among the youth of Germany, there can be no manner of doubt. The old trust him, the young idolize him. It is not, and you're going to have to guess who he's talking about, James.
He's talking about Hitler.
Yeah, I know. It is not the admiration accorded to a popular leader. It is the worship of a national hero who has saved his country from utter despondency and degradation. Yes. You remember that book I sent you, The Myth of German Villainy?
Yes.
Yeah, that has a lot of those quotes in there.
When did Lloyd George die?
Let's find out.
Of course, he met with Hitler.
Yes. Yes, he did. He had a nice little visit. All right. And Hitler was, of course, Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why, Jews? Okay. Let's get to David Lloyd George. Shall we? All righty then. There we are.
He died at the end of the Second World War. Well, I wonder what he had to say about the outbreak of the Second World War.
Let's take a look. All right. Yes. So he was born in 1863. So that's 37 and 45 is 82. He was a ripe old age of 82. Okay, let's see what he said, if they say anything about the beginning of World War II. All right. God, this guy did a lot. Holy mackerel. Wow.
Final years.
Yes. Womanizing.
Uh-oh.
He had a considerable reputation as a womanizer. Yes, so he was a real man.
Yeah, a real man. Good.
Let's see if they say anything about... Oh, that's the wrong thing. Is it here? Yes, let's see. Later political career. All right. And liberal leader. All righty then. Go away there. And... marginalized and support.
Here we go.
Let's see if we can maximize this a little bit, James. And
well, let's see. Let's get to the start of that.
There we go. Support there for Nazi Germany. Would you like to read that, my good man?
Lloyd George was consistently pro-German after 1923. In part due to his growing conviction that Germany had been treated unfairly at Versailles. He supported German demands for territorial concessions and recognition of its great power status. He paid much less attention to the security concerns of France, Poland, and Czechoslovakia, and Belgium. In a speech in 1933, he warned that if Adolf Hitler were overthrown, communism would replace him in Germany. In August 1934, he insisted Germany could not wage war and assured European nations that there would be no risk of war during the next 10 years. In September 1936, he visited Germany to talk with Hitler. Hitler said he was pleased to have met the man who won the war. Lloyd George was moved and called Hitler the greatest living German. Lloyd George also visited Germany's public works programs and was impressed. On his return to Britain, he wrote an article for the Daily Express praising Hitler and stating, "The Germans have definitely made up their minds never to quarrel with us again." He believed that Hitler was the George Washington of Germany, that he was rearming Germany for defense and not for offensive war, that a war between Germany and the Soviet Union would not happen for at least 10 years, that Hitler admired the British and wanted their friendship, but there was no British leadership to exploit this. However, by 1937, Lloyd George's distaste for Neville Chamberlain led him to disavow Chamberlain's appeasement policies. Okay, I think we start to get the picture. Well, let's see. In the last important parliamentary intervention of his career, which occurred during the crucial Norway debate of May 1940, Lloyd George made a powerful speech that helped to undermine Chamberlain as prime minister and to pave the way for the ascendancy of Churchill. Churchill offered Lloyd George the agriculture portfolio in his cabinet, initially subject to Chamberlain's approval, but this condition and, once Chamberlain had withdrawn his opposition, Lloyd George's unwillingness to sit alongside Chamberlain led him to refuse. Lloyd George also thought that Britain's chances in the war were dim, and he remarked to his secretary, I shall wait until Winston is bust. A pessimistic speech by Lloyd George on May 7, 1941, led Churchill to compare him with Philippe Pétain, who had become a Nazi puppet. He cast his last vote in the Commons on 18 February 1943 as one of the 121 MPs, 97 Labour, condemning the government for its failure to back the Beveridge Report. He continued to attend Castle Street Chapel in London, but by 1944 he was weakening rapidly and his voice failing. He was still an MP, but concerned about his health, he felt physically unable to campaign, and the wartime social changes in the constituency, he feared Carnarvon Boroughs might go conservative at the next election. It was announced in the 1945 New Year honors that Lloyd George would be made an Earl, which he was as Earl Lloyd George of Dwyfor and Viscount Gwynedd of Dwyfor in the county of Carvernenshire on February 12, 1945. However, he did not live long enough to take his seat in the House of Lords. Well, he was dragged along. He was dragged along by the tide. Yeah, I mean, there was never a moment when England was about to be invaded by Germany. Hitler didn't want it. He didn't shoot for it. But Churchill comparing him to Philippe Pétain was pretty close. Pétain, I mean, France was stupid, even criminal, declaring war against Germany, okay, in 1940 or 1939 even. They lost their asses. People don't realize that the French people themselves put those bastards on trial who led France into that disaster. That's not talked about. And Pétain stepped up. Somebody had to step up and take the reins of government. And Pétain was a national hero. And he did that. Lloyd George could have done the same thing. Both men were of about the same age, and they were both heroes from the First World War. In galloping insanity. What tragedy, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we didn't check in on Carmelo Anthony, but it looks like fuck him. He's still getting money.
Of course.
But they got $100, $500 3 hours ago. 50, all from Negroes and dumb whites, of course.
Right, for killing that white kid.
For killing the white kid the way
he did. Yeah, what's the defense? I mean, what argument?
I'm a Negro. I was oppressed by systemic racism.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It'll be very interesting when it comes to trial, which I don't suppose will be any time too soon.
Fuck. All right, straight out of Swampton, that video with the Volkswagen, and there's this great little car. I always love the Beetle. Lori is here. Lori says, hello, Dave and James. Stop by to give a small thank you. Have a good day. And Lori gave you $10, James.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Thank you.
Lori says, Dave, that was supposed to be a small donation. That's fine. Have a great day. You too, Lori. All right. And Veritas, this is from the Forrestal Diaries. Entry of 27 December 1945, Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain said to the U.S. Ambassador Joseph Kennedy that the reason why he had made war against Germany was that, quote, America, and this is in brackets, Jewish controlled, and the world, America and the world Jews, close quote, had pressured him. Kennedy later told this to Admiral James Forrestal, who recorded it in his diary, quote, neither the French nor the British would have made Poland a cause of war if it had not been for the constant needling from Washington, close quote, is how Forrestal summarized Kennedy's recollection.
And there you go.
Every single fucking time, it's the fucking Jews. And for those of you who don't know it, who are watching this maybe live or in the archived, and you don't quite know why everybody keeps saying every single time, you will know and you'll get it. And then you'll be one of us. Johnny Sunshine at Taveritas. That's why the Jew went after Admiral Forrestal. He supposedly jumped out of the 13th floor window at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, a great American who they killed, the Kike. Lisa from Germany, the European cars need to be much smaller. We don't have the wide roads, not the space you have in America. But you have the Autobahn.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing things that Hitler's Germany did. I mean, just fucking incredible. You know, how they built that, how him and his administration built that country up. This website came up, James, so let's take a look at it, because we would have done it toward the beginning of the show. And now we've got about 15 minutes left. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a fast. Time flies when you're having a good time.
Exactly. And we're having a great time. Let's start at the bottom, see what's going on here. We haven't seen this in a while. That Jew, that nasty kike, Jake Tapper, said CNN is working to confirm their identities and whether there are actual allegations against. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Fuck you, Tapper. Another man caught on video keying a Cybertruck in Carson County. These fuckers are so dumb. Trump on Amazon. Jeff Bezos was very nice. He was terrific. He said, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Who cares? MSNBC, are you prepared to pay higher prices for goods? Trump fans, I've been paying higher prices, sweetie. Ugh. Canadian voter says, I think who I voted for would be best to handle Trump. Because Trump, I'm sorry to say, is an asshole. Let's see. These Canadians are so fucking dumb. No offense to, Shameless Wiseass and the other Canadians in the audience. But, I mean, that's why, you know, you see, like, I've said this before, like the approval ratings of a president, they're in the toilet and then war breaks out and they go up to, what the fuck changed? Yeah. Oh, you're dumb. Yeah. Okay, let's see this. This is yesterday. Okay, let's see this stupid, dumb bitch. Oh, look at that. They're fucking with us now on this. See that? Yep. So this website is, maybe it's not even a, I don't know. Maybe it's not even a, yeah, maybe it isn't. I don't know. What do I know? But it's not working.
Well, we've got her quote.
Yes.
She looks like my grandmother, my maternal grandmother. I can't imagine her having used that kind of language.
Oh, they hate Trump. Hey. And there it goes, and it's gone again. So it was working, but now it's not working, this site, whatever this site is. I looked for another site, but I couldn't find it that would, like, summarize. I know Josh sent me his, but I wanted to get, like, just straight news stories without any spin on them. And I wasn't able to find it. So we'll come back to that. Let's get back to the chat. I don't know why that piece of shit isn't working. Okay. Speaking of the Autobahn, this is from A.H. in 1940. This war thrusts us years back in our constructive work. It is deplorable. I have not indeed become the Chancellor of the Greater German Reich in order to conduct war. Shameless agrees with me about Canadians. Thank you. Yeah, they're fucking stupid, man. But look, everybody's stupid, right? That's the problem. They're fucking
except for you and me.
Of course. No, I mean, I'm talking
and our viewers
and the audience. I'm talking about the people who don't get it, which is obviously almost everyone.
The great masses.
The great masses. Yeah, the unwashed masses. They're just so
fucking.
Yeah,
well, they say, people get the government they deserve.
Exactly. But we don't deserve this shit.
We don't, no.
Son of a bitch. Okay, let me see what else is in here before we move along. James, what was that movie you said? I didn't get a chance. Oh, no, that was the book. Right. Hold on. Let me just go there real quick. And I wish I could bring that up, but I can't. All right. We talked about that massive solar storm. All right. And yes. Did we talk about BitChute, that website pulling the plug in the United Kingdom? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, here, take a look. Yeah, it came out like last week or the week before. But I mean, it's important because the United Kingdom is such a piece of shit that, you know, they have these online laws. See, to our valued users in the United Kingdom, after careful review and ongoing evaluation of the regulatory landscape in the United Kingdom, we regret to inform you that Shitshoot will be discontinuing its video sharing service for UK residents. The introduction of the UK Online Safety Act of 2023 has brought about significant changes in the regulatory framework governing online content and community interactions. Notably, the Act contains sweeping provisions and onerous corrective measures with respect to content moderation enforcement, in particular, the broad enforcement powers granted to the regulator of communication services have raised concerns regarding the open-ended and unpredictable nature of regulatory compliance for our platform. In other words, they don't want our shit there. So, or you can put it there, but you're going to get fined. So that's gone. And something else happened too as well. Let me find that. And that was this organization. I don't know if you ever heard of them. True News. Have you ever heard of those?
No, assholes? never have.
Yeah, that's that that scumbag, Rick Wiles, who I unfortunately have had some interaction with.
Oh, boy.
Dear brethren, the Holy Spirit. Anyway, so he's saying he was praying and he decided to end True News. So True News is ending. It's this phony preacher who makes a lot of money off of saps who think that he's some sort of a representative for God. Oh, here's something that I wanted to play a while ago, but again, the show just couldn't handle it, but it can now. Someone sent me this video. I can't remember who it was, but thank you, whoever it was. It's a great video. Let's watch it. It's called The Country They Own.
What's the chance? What's the chance we'll get our country back? It will take a lot of courage. Yes, the courage we lack. The values we prized are now almost gone. As we live in a country they own. It's a country they own. The Zionists, I swear, and they're hardly inclined all their power to share. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies. As
is that it?
No, it's the YouTube spinning.
They call it a canard. Divided loyalty. Oh no, it's not divided. That's not how it seems to me. They bow down to Israel and to Israel alone. While it's the USA that they own. That they own. It's a country they own. The Zionists, I swear, and they're hardly inclined all their power to share. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies as we live in a country they own. It's a country they own. The Zionists, I swear, and they're hardly inclined all their power to share. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies as we live in a country they own. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies as we live in a country they own. Divided loyalty. Oh no, it's not divided. That's not how it seems to me. They bow down to Israel and to Israel alone. While it's the USA that they own. It's a country they own, that the Zionists, I swear, and they're hardly inclined all their power to share. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies as we live in a country they own. And to no one's surprise, they rule us with lies as we live in a country they own.
Excellent. I wonder how many hundreds or thousands of people are hearing that.
Well, a whopping 266 views 4 months ago. So
no,
I know
that's small.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know both of those guys. And as a matter of fact, DC Dave wrote a book on Forrestal. And both of them have been going at this for a long time. Great guys. So. Yes, it's a shame. It's a shame that there are so few who know. But there you go. And let's just get to the chat. And I got another story that we're going to follow up on. Yes, Shameless, I do remember your ballot. Shameless is in Canada, and he just voted in Monday's election there. And let's see who he voted for. We did this on the show I did with Les, but we'll do it here right now. He wrote a candidate in. James, can you see who that is?
Well, let me see. Hitler, Adolf. Yeah, write-in candidate. You betcha.
There you go.
Good.
All right. So take a look at this. We talked about this. Oh, before we do, I just want to get back to the chat because there was a comment in here. All right. Shameless, I'll take a look at that video. Huntress says it's good to see that on YouTube. Sounds like Suno. Have you heard of that Suno, James?
No.
S-U-N-O. Let me show you real quick. All right. And I think we're making good time. Well, we got 5 minutes. We can do it. Okay, Suno. Okay, here it is, and let's get there. And all this AI shit is becoming very popular, right? So Suno AI, all right? It's a generative artificial intelligence music creation program designed to generate realistic songs that combine vocals and instrumentation or purely instrumental. So that's, they use this program here to create these things. So it's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Very cool. That's what it is. But take a look at this. Remember we covered this story last week or the week before, and we said we were going to follow up on it. Remember you brought it up, that Colorado judge.
Yes.
Arguments to on request to halt deportations under Alien Enemies Act. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Well, guess what? Let's see what she did. You want to guess?
She probably went on through with it, but did Trump, was Trump able to checkmate her?
Well, here you go. Judge extends ban on deportations from Colorado stemming from Trump's use of Alien Enemies Act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there you go. Judge N. Sweeney.
But Trump's going to have to checkmate her somehow.
I mean, without some sort of a physical coup, and I said this, you know, before Trump got in, I've said it many times before, that one of the reasons that nothing really happens in this country as far as destabilization is because of all the laws. There's right. Everything goes through the courts, so it's hard to get anything done.
Too many laws.
Too many laws. Too many laws. Yeah. So there you go. Another judge took apart something trying to get these motherfuckers out of here. And
we okay. Can't. Step up, be identified.
Yes. Yes.
Don't the rats aren't hiding in the walls anymore.
No, they're not. Okay. So let me get to this video and I'm going through the ads. Okay. Here you go. Let me just go to the chat real quick and get rid of that auto scroll. And let's see. Veritas, Jewish interests are not our interests. If it's good for the Jews, it's bad for whites. Exactly. Just like Wall Street. What's good for Wall Street is bad for Main Street. Huntress uses Suno to make songs. Cool. Mm-hmm. Giuseppe said that song was definitely Suno. Arian Eagle is here. Good afternoon, everybody. /. Donald Trump, Veritas says, I'm pleased to announce that I will be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next United States ambassador to the United Nations. What? I thought that was that Jew lover, Elise Stefanik, right? Isn't she? I think she is. Okay. All right. Now, let's go here to this video from Shameless Wiseass. Let's see what this is about. And we'll go here and we'll put it up and then we're going to head out of here. Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is a very important message. Mark Carney is the CBDC candidate, and he will do everything in his power at the behest of his masters, who are Bilderberg, World Economic Forum, Trilateral Commission, CFR, and other global oligarchy groups, towards implementing their dream, which is the central bank digital currency, CBDC. This means your money will be digitized. It's already quite digitized, but it'll take it a step further where you will be rewarded for your compliance and you'll be punished for your disobedience and be fully tracked, fully centralized. And it is a very dystopic thing. And I don't think people truly understand just how dangerous the CBDC is. Now, President Trump in the States has signed an executive order banning CBDC. I think this also fits into the narrative of why they just hate Trump so much, because these are the totalitarian, authoritarian dream scenario that he's working towards. The next will also be like a fully integrated digital ID system, but just simplify it, the messaging here. Mark CBDC Carney. Mark CBDC Carney. Pierre Poilievre has said he will not support and hopefully would ban any talk of that, yet to be seen. But I know that Mark Carney is the CBDC candidate. So beware of Uncle Mark CBDC Carney. All right. Let's go.
That's coming, though, right?
And that's that bird up in Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. He won. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and CBDC is central bank digital currency, and that's coming. So is fucking, you know, so are drones with weapons that are going to pick us off like, you know, fish in a barrel. I mean, that is coming, no doubt. When? Who knows? But it's coming. That's why you got to stay armed. Even if you go down guns a-blazing, at least, you know, you're going down guns a-blazing. All right, let's check out the chat here. And I think we did everything. Yes. Well, James, number 50 is under our belt.
Number 50 is in the can.
In the can, that's right.
In the can, a milestone.
Yes.
I'm delighted. I'm proud. I'm satisfied. I'm happy. I've never been more encouraged than I am now.
Absolutely.
And we'll keep it up. And thanks to all of you out there.
Yes, I second that. James, have a great weekend.
You too.
We will
all of you watching.
Yes. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. And we will be back on May 6th. So Skype is going away on May 5th. If anybody has Skype, you got to switch over to Teams or you're not going to be able to use that thing. Teams is okay, but I had Skype for like 20 years and it's going. So we will see you on May 6th, James, have a great day.
Righto.
And we'll talk soon. Like you said, I'll echo what you said. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. Hope it was a good show, and we'll see you next week.
Righto. Bye-bye.